If you missed Don and Mike's last show on WJFK, you missed Tecum's Graceland Security.
You can't shut us down.
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
We're not
you will have
enough.
To chain me to get me out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Graceland. We're about to be thrown out of this
building. Hey, don't touch anything there, pal.
Yeah, that is our property.
Police
protection.
The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away.
Pal, don't touch that microphone. I am not leaving. Call the police.
I'm talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug. Roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone. I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis. All right, here comes security. You know, I feel like Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake.
Don and Mike, after news, now till 7 p.m. on WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
What will I do if you say we're through? I need you to stay, honey. Don't let it end this way.
All morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Well, after I had champagne music, I had to learn how to open the bottle. And at first, we tried to do it artificially, you know, with the bottle and everything, and that didn't work too well. And I had to learn how to do it, and that worked out pretty well, and it works like this.
Angela soul, get down, get funky. Now the lovely Lemon Sister's going to sing, I can get no satisfaction. Thank you, girls. That was a bitchin' boss soul. Now let's hear for the brothers in the band. Each and every one of them is a bad mother in his own right. Play that funky music, white boy.
93.5 The Beach, Del Barber's home of rock and roll, and some truly laxative-type music from Brian Adams. It's available to you right now as part of the Robin Hood Fringe of Thieves soundtrack. You'll have to wait till the beginning of September for an entire brand-new album from Brian Adams. But it's on the way, so fear not. Adam Heads. Is that what they call them these days? It's beyond me. I'm BBW. Good to have you along for a Monday night rock and roll party. Your rock's coming up with the Ultimate Request Hour. If you're looking to pencil in that party itinerary, fill out the agenda, put your schedule together. Let's recommend the party on the patio with the beach and Miller Genuine Draft. That's happening at the Carousel on Thursday. It's Big Times Broadcasting from 4 until 7. $1.50 Miller Genuine Draft cans. And also you can pick up a hot summer island raft for two from Miller. And we'll have plenty of beach freebies for you, too. The grill's going to be fired up. We're looking for another great sunshine, perfect conditions, a definitive beach day, lots of parking. So don't worry. We're looking to gather a crowd, and we'll save a spot for you. That's the Carousel Hotel in Ocean City, 118th Street, Thursday afternoon for the party on the patio.
Just because the sun is going.
I protest. I am not a married man.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
Hot time in Florida.
Can you help me, please?
Can we help you? Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'd like you to check my motor. It whistles.
I don't blame it.
We've got to dismantle this whole thing. It might take a whole day.
A day?
Maybe two.
Well, it's Can you lend me a car until you have mine running again?
Well, we'll do better than that. I'll be happy to drive you wherever you want to go.
And why should you go to all that bother?
Because around here I'm known as your very bothering mechanic.
I'm sure you are.
Erica, you have to understand I'm still very much in love with you.
Please, Charlie.
No, Erica, you don't understand. I would kill or die to be with you, baby.
Come on, you have to get over it. You have to get on with your life. You can't just waste your life waiting around for me to come back to you because it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess I'll just have to move on with my limited Charlie life.
Then you've accepted it.
Well, yes, Erica, I, Charlie, have accepted your total rejection.
I'm so relieved to hear that.
Well, I know it's time to move on to another Charlie adventure.
Well, you've matured.
Well, yes, Erica. I'm all grown up, and I know that I'm an okay guy.
And you are. You know that, Charlie? You are one of the best.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, Erica. You hot tomato, you.
Would you like to go out tonight with me?
Oh, boy, would I. Do they have pizza?
I mean, you could be my escort to the America State fundraiser.
Oh, I've never been to one of those before, but what about that mystery man that you're so in love with?
Charlie, there is no one. Mystery or otherwise.
Oh, yeah, right, Erica. And monkeys are going to fly out of my butt.
Charlie, there really is no other man in my life. Yeah. And if there were, why would I need to make him jealous?
All right. I just can't believe you, Erica. He'd only get jealous if I let you see my thing.
Songwriter and the only man alive who knows what the hell Shirley MacLaine is talking about. It's starting to worry me. But, be that as it may, I'm here to talk to you about a new line of Steve Allen jams and jellies.
As my friend Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, hasta la vista, baby.
I'm not going to take any sleazy questions like that from CNN. I am very disappointed that you asked such a question of me, and I will not respond to it. I haven't responded in the past, and I think it's I'm outraged, but nevertheless, in this kind of screwy climate we're in, I accept it, but I don't like it, and I'm not going to respond, other than to say it's a lie.
Would you please be quiet and let me finish? Would you please shut up and sit down?
Harry and Barry's attorney, Kenneth Mundy, flatly denies the allegations.
Mr. Barry denies any sexual irregularity and any impropriety with any visitor.
denies any breach or violation or infraction of the rules and regulations of the institutions governing visiting or other conduct.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Sir!
Sorry, Quaid. Your whole life is just a dream.
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
It's me. I just work here.
We're here! We're queer! We're Irish! Get used to it! We're here! We're queer! We're Irish! Get used to it!
These guys here is pretty cool. This is a cool station. These guys is cool, you know. They blue-eyed soul brothers. They all right, you know. They pay over, they get well.
Governor Clinton is on television playing the saxophone. And Vice President Quayle is trying to figure out how to spell potato.
Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands, and by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
When you think about actually consuming a rodent, a diseased bacteria-infested mouse, swallowing it, the Yuma kind of leaves you.
Hi, this is James Brown, and you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is the first, get a good education. Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. Ah!
They're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way. Just hear them.
Come on, squeal.
And Stephen Q, cheap SOB, give Don and Mike their bonus today. 6 years of good ratings deserve some rebating. The truth is you're just too much of a skinflint to pay. We spend all your money on gas for your Beamer and the thimble collection, they say. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, give up that green wad to the big boys at JFK.
Hey, Jim Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Come to Ronimo and Michael Mara, WKFK.
Jerk yourself a soda.
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them all the way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
All rest assured, we're alive. We made it out. I'm going to open the gates to hell. It's a Memphis hell, man.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, man. You're my queen.
Live
live from the Elvis Room inside the Tearcast Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia. It's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Stevie Bridgewater's on traffic, Rave and the Swede, along with Billy the Manslave and the WJFK family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with Stumpy Cheesy Fingers.
Stumpy Cheesy Finger, yes, I've got them.
Today, it's a complete recap of the Memphis Riot, including a 27-minute replay at 5 p.m. We seek revenge on Graceland. Win your seats on the D&M Posse Party Bus to Carlisle for our live show Wednesday. A painfully, painfully, a painful look back, if you will, to a 1984 air check of the new WAVA Zoo.
You are going to hate it. It's you and I, and it was like the first or second week we worked together, and we're really talking like this.
Super. Once again today, it's that fabulous new game, Pitch, Pitch, Pitch. Today, we snag a real transvestite. Frida goes to a psychic in Hagerstown, gets the whoopee, along with the WJFK disease of the day.
All right, in honor of Elvis, lay it on me.
Today, headlights.
All right. Hey, you're McQueen.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the cartoon begin.
WJFK. Well, obviously, we're here, we're alive, we made it, and thank you from the heart of my bottom for listening to this frequency, WJFK FM, 106.7 AM, 1300. How's it hanging, my friend? It's 302, and I am your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant good afternoon, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Sick about it? Yes, we are. You're my queen, man.
You're my queen, man.
302, we're here.
Yep.
We're back. We're live. We want to thank all the people, really, literally, the hundreds of people that flooded the WJFK radio station with calls on Friday.
Yes.
Not only concerned, of course, about our First Amendment rights and your First Amendment rights,
but more importantly, inquiring as to whether we were in jail or not.
No, we weren't.
No.
No, we weren't.
As a matter of fact, the Memphis police were very nice to us, much nicer than the authorities at Graceland.
Here is the deal. Now, the fight itself, the riot as it's being called now.
The Memphis riot.
The Memphis riot.
There you go.
Was, in fact, such a great piece of radio that we will be rerunning it today. We hardly ever rerun anything on this show.
We never do.
But make sure you tell your friends that from 5 o'clock until 5:27 today, you will hear every blood-curdling moment.
Yes, the horror.
Of the riot in Memphis, the Memphis riot.
The horror, if you will. And we were also horrified and completely caught by surprise.
Now, I'd like to start the show by making a couple of statements.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, we had permission to be in Graceland.
Yes.
We had written permission from whoever is the curator of Elvis's estate.
The head cheese.
Anyway, that's right. You're my queen, man.
Yeah, you're my queen, man.
We had permission to be there.
Yes.
Second, we hadn't even gotten up and gotten out of our chairs.
No, normally the real controversy on a show from Graceland is when we start roaming about wildly with our wireless microphones. That's when we normally get ourselves into trouble.
Third off, how are we supposed to know that? Let me rephrase that. How are we supposed to pick out of what looks like a crowd of thousands of mentally disturbed people?
Yes.
How are we just supposed to discern between the one woman there that really is mentally disabled and all the rest that look like they're mentally disabled?
We really legitimately thought that this poor woman was just an Elvis fanatic. And when we saw her screaming at the top of her lungs, we were just curious. We thought she was just an overzealous Elvis fan.
And also, to those of you who wrote me electronic mail on one of the computer networks over the weekend and asked how come specifically Mike and I, two big tubs of goo, didn't go to help Diana when she was being assaulted by the security guards, we were, to begin with, a good 50 feet away from her, and we were surrounded by people ourselves.
Right.
Okay, maybe we didn't paint that picture well enough when we were down there. At the point when they pulled the plug on the broadcast and when they actually picked Diana up and pushed her out of the way.
Right.
It was the four of us down there against a mob that had totally surrounded us.
Yes.
A mob of, and I am not making this up, of 100 people.
Including 8 or 9 security guards from Graceland, from that shopping center down there. And really, I think if they began to pummel Diana about the head and shoulders, we would have intervened. But it happened so quickly, and Diana was just, I mean, when they grabbed her, it was very sudden, and then they pulled the plug, and it was just a melee. And it could have gone either way. We're not sure exactly where it could have gone, but... Once the police arrived, they formed a little semicircle around our broadcast site.
Well, today we will exact our revenge.
Ah, yes.
Oh, and it will be ours.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It will be ours. You're my queen, man.
Yeah, you're my queen, man.
The Memphis police, as you had started to say, were very cool. And do you know that even members of the Memphis police force, as they helped us to carry the equipment out, told us that they were sad that we saw this side of Memphis. They apologized.
Yes.
For the people we ran into and said that they were not indicative of everybody
yep.
in the mouth of the South Memphis, Tennessee.
The one cop that I talked to, the first thing he said to me was, is there anything we can help you out with? Can we help you move any of your equipment? We'd be glad to help. And they really were apologetic because they were not associated with the Graceland people, with the security police over at Graceland. They were just helping out, and they really seemed to be... I know, you know, I'm a little biased, but I think that they were on our side. They really did seem to be on our side. They understood it. And you know something? I got the impression that they've had maybe incidents at Graceland before. Not necessarily with radio shows, but with people just kind of going, Elvis! Elvis!
The bottom line on all this is who was down there to celebrate glorious Elvis's life and great accomplishments? We were. Who's down there to make money off a dead guy who's got bugs growing in his ears?
Right.
They were.
That's it.
And the bottom line, I think, is that one of their customers, the woman who was with the woman who was off a rocker,
right.
She went in and complained.
She did.
And they run that place like you would run a Kmart.
Yeah.
If one of your customers is upset, well, for God's sake, she might spend $5.99 on a pair of fake gold Elvis glasses.
Right.
For God's sakes, make the customer happy.
And I think the real problem centered around one particular director of security down there, or assistant director of security.
That woman, you mean?
Well, no, not necessarily. The woman came into the picture, and she was just as bad as the guy. But the guy came over, and it was my impression, this guy was just trying to be a big deal and a big shot and wanted to flex his muscle. And then when his boss, the lady, came over... She was just as bad, if not worse.
So, see, she was number one on my hate list. If I was going to put a list of the people... Yeah,
you immediately butted heads with her. But he really got you will admit, he got the whole thing rolling. He was the guy that said, that's it. That's it. Without even listening to anything we had to say.
I swear, this was like being in Nazi Germany.
Amazing.
You know that these people had no idea what we were saying or what we were doing.
No, the content of the broadcast was not the issue. They had no idea what was going on.
All they know is that a woman from a trailer park... whose ass had to be as big as this entire city block in Fairfax. With her, now, let me paint a picture of the woman that complained.
Now, to mention the greasy hair, too.
Okay, she was about 5'3", very greasy, very dirty hair.
Very dirty T-shirt.
With, of course, Elvis's face on it.
But it really looked like a T-shirt that might not have been laundered for the better part of the year.
I am talking about rolls and rolls and rolls of fat on this woman.
Yes.
And that I've mentioned before, her attractive butt. And then it went down to a pair of thongs, or not thongs, you know, flip-flops.
Yeah, don't say thong around that woman. That would be a hideous sight for anybody to see.
Flip-flops, and as I noticed on my way, Mike, two of her two toes on her right foot were both badly discolored.
Oh, man.
Believing me to believe that either it was the onset of gangrene or perhaps... she had dropped something heavy on her foot recently.
No, I really don't think she dropped anything heavy on her foot. I think it was that incredible pressure of that weight being stuffed into probably shoes that are too small.
So understand now, we're down there doing our show. This woman, this idiot goes in and complains about us. They come in, they don't ask any questions.
Not at all.
They pull the plug, they rough Diana up, they call the cops in. Now, the way it was explained to me, somebody said, well, why didn't you guys just stay if you had the letter? Here's what it came down to. When the cops arrived at the scene, the cops said, well, we can only handle this one way.
Right.
I don't care if you've got a letter from the President of the United States saying you can be here. This is their property. They want you off their property. If you want to deal with it, you take them to court. But right now...
Yeah, they had the right to do that. And, you know, when the cops got there, they intervened. And that was the rule. We had to go along with what the officers said.
Now, we start to dive into exactly what happened... and why it happened.
Right.
You did not hear on the show, for instance, what some of the conversations that went off after we made our last phone in from the payphone. when the woman, the little small woman, the woman that, the boss?
Yes, the blonde-haired woman with the Elvis pin.
She and I had words.
You two were on a collision course from the get-go.
Yeah. I went over, and I wouldn't let it go.
No.
Because as we were walking out, she put her hands on top of her head, and she went, applauding. She went, bye-bye. We don't want your kind here.
Right.
And I went over and I said, listen, you know, first off, I want to thank you for really great radio.
Everybody was agreed back here at the station and also down in Memphis that it was fascinating radio. It was really good quality radio.
I said, I don't know if I could have written it any better. Now, of course, at this point, she doesn't believe me.
Right.
Right. And this is when the woman with the big butt and the greasy hair was standing next to her. And then she leaned over and said something to me. I looked her in the eye and I said, when is the last time you brushed your teeth? Because this woman's breath, the woman that turned us in, her breath smelled like the inside of my shoe.
Right.
And this then is when the little one, the boss, pushed me.
Ooh.
Leaned over and actually pushed me back and said, don't make any comments about this woman's breath.
Well, I guess that the director of security or whoever it was down there, she seemed to enjoy the woman's breath.
I guess.
You know, and probably some of that quality food they serve down there.
So I'm running around with this woman. Where were you when this was going on?
I was
the very end?
Right when you had your last word?
Well, I had two or three separate words with her. At one point, we got separated at one point.
I was talking to the cop. I was talking to the Memphis cop, and he was saying, you know, if there's anything you need, and I was trying to get him to move the three police cruisers from in back of our car down there because we were hemmed in by the police cruisers, and I said, would you mind moving the cruisers so we can get out of here? And he said, anything you want. We'll move it for you, no problem at all.
All right, now I think the story has been explained. If you have not heard the melee, we will replay it in its entirety at 5 o'clock today. You may want to, if I know that most kids aren't in school now, but if perhaps your kid's in summer school or something, you may want to pull them out. If you have relatives in old age homes, you may want to get them to tune in. It's the once-of-a-lifetime, one-of-a-kind thing that they're going to hear today.
Yeah, and we refer to it now as the Memphis Riot, and, you know, it's fun for the whole family. You'll enjoy this. This is great live radio, and, you know, we'll play the tape in its entirety. You won't believe this, folks. I mean, it happened, we were cruising along, having a very happy little show down at Graceland, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this security guard, or director of security, appeared, and bingo, that's when all the fun started.
All right, so we'll replay that at 5. Now, this leaves us with these problems, as I see it. First off, of course, our incredible DJ integrity has been smirched.
Yes, it has.
Second off, the station, when we go like and do a show to Memphis, for 4 hours of satellite time, I am not lying, the radio station pays thousands of dollars.
That's right. It's very expensive.
All right, so some of these Memphis people owe us money for satellite
time. That's right.
Not to mention the fact that our winners never got to be on the show. Richard Ingrio and Melanie Ernstes.
Two very nice people, and they were very disappointed. They got over to the broadcast site, and we'd already been thrown out.
Fortunately, of course, later in the night, Mike was able to hook up them at a local bar.
Yes, at the hotel bar, and they were very nice people, and they seemed very much in love.
And we had the 2 hours of show that we weren't able to fill, plus our First Amendment rights were totally trashed down there.
Yes, freedom of speech.
So now we are going to start. We will start by calling the PUD that wrote the letter in the first place.
Right.
The guy's name is David Beckwith. This is the guy that wrote the letter that gave us permission to broadcast from Graceland.
Let's chat with him.
So this is the guy we're going to threaten first.
Because seriously, there was a lot of money at stake here. A lot of money at stake. You know, these things, although they sound willy-nilly when they're on the radio, it takes a lot of time and effort to put one of those broadcasts together.
You find it hard to believe.
JNX Television.
Who is this?
Who is this? This is JNX Television.
JNX Television. I'm looking for David Beckwith.
David is out of the office now until the end of next week. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Don and Mike from WJFK Radio in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We're doing our show right now. Does David have a supervisor we could speak with?
No, he's really the only person who handles any of these accounts. So.
Well, we're thinking about steering a gigantic lawsuit his way. There might be somebody you might want us to talk to there.
I'm not really sure if there is anyone. He's out of town right now.
There's nobody at the Beckwith Company we could speak with?
Just Mr. Beckwith.
There are no other employees?
Not that are in the office at the moment.
Just you. You're the only person there?
I'm just answering the phone for Mr. Beckwith.
Well, you might want to have Mr. Beckwith get in touch with us.
Okay. You mean Mr. Beckwith, who has offices at 5455 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 2010 in Los Angeles, is not there with nobody there?
What is your question?
My question is, A, Why did he give us a permit to broadcast from Graceland and then have us thrown out in a Nazi-like manner? B, what is he going to do about the personal injuries that were leveled on my producer, a woman, incidentally, when his out-of-control Nazis decided to throw us out of Graceland? C, what is he going to do about the $5,000 worth of satellite time he owes his company? D, A, B, C, D, D, what is he going to do about the untold hours of community service it's going to take for him to fix our image here in Washington, D.C.?
Is this a personal grudge you hold against him?
No, we're doing a radio show.
No, we're doing a radio show, and we were thrown out of Graceland. And our producer was hurt.
Yeah, this guy is the guy that gave us permission to go there.
Yeah, is this a bit you're doing now, or are you really fine?
No.
We're legit in this. This is not a bit.
This is not a bit.
We are very concerned about this.
So listen, if you can find this guy, David Beckwith.
Well, I can find him. Am I speaking to Don or Mike or both?
Both of us.
Both of us were right here. We're the guys that were thrown out of Graceland on Friday.
Is this a legitimate gripe you have?
Yes. Okay, for the last time, listen. This guy who runs the Beckwith Company.
Yeah.
He gave us permission. He's the guy we had to go to get permission to broadcast from Graceland.
Right.
For Elvis' death day. They threw us out about 2 hours into our show last Friday afternoon, physically roughed up our producer.
What was it that he was complaining about? That
what?
Why did he eject you? Why do you?
He didn't eject us. We don't know who else to talk to. This is the your boss.
We're just talking to the guy that gave us the letter, the permission letter to broadcast from the site and take it up with him.
All right. Okay, Don and Mike. Why don't you just give me a number and I'll call him and have him call you?
Yeah, good idea. It's 703.
Okay.
691.
Mm-hmm.
1900.
Okay, he'll be calling in. I can give him a message.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. It's nice to be on the other end of one of those legal things one time.
Is this a bit? Are you doing a bit?
No, we're not doing a bit. Nice to make somebody else go in their pants for a change. Well, now let's try Graceland itself.
All right.
Graceland itself to see who we can talk to. And Diana, do we have the number of that lady at the shopping center? At the Elvis Presley Shopping Center? And where is Diana?
Diana's back there enjoying this.
Diana, come on in. Because I think everybody wants to know about your physical well-being.
How's your arm?
My arm's okay.
Good.
Well, let me see that welt. Happens.
It's not a welt anymore. It's just a little bruise and a bunch of scrapes. My knee's a little swollen. My shoulder hurts a little bit. And she never gave us her name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would never tell us her name. I mean, she might have yelled it at Major Bill once or twice, but I don't think I caught it.
Broomhilda.
Yeah.
So, do we know who she works for, even?
She's from Graceland. She's a Graceland employee.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
Beckwith is out on the West Coast, and he did show up after everything happened and talk to me later. We had big-time words.
Oh, and what did he say to you?
This is after everything. We were breaking down, and he came up and said something like, I'm very disappointed in the way your broadcast turned out, and I just went ballistic and said, you have no right, and first of all, I said, you didn't give us any idea of what we could or could not do. And he said, first of all, we do not allow banners. I said, fine, then you could have come and told us. We could have taken the banners
down. That's ridiculous.
And the police stepped in, and it was an ugly scene, and I left.
It was an ugly melee. It was the Memphis riot of 1992.
All right, well, listen, we'll do a break here. Folks, as you can tell, our venom is just beginning to penetrate the surface.
That's right.
Can you smell it?
And don't forget the big recap coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to replay exactly what happened in the incident in Memphis on Friday.
The Memphis riot. Don and Mike held hostage. Day 3. All right, we'll call Graceland. And I know everybody out there is wondering, what can I do to help Don and Mike make these people's lives just a little bit more miserable? Well, folks, I've got some phone numbers, and I know you're waiting to call these people.
Of course you are.
We'll call Graceland, and then we'll give you the numbers, the super secret numbers to call at a few moments on WJFK. And, you know, even though the fact that we were thrown out of Graceland and all that other stuff, and Diana was hurt, and our equipment was roughed up, and we lost the satellite time, and you know, we look like schmucks, even though that happened, we are continuing our world tour.
Yes, we are. We are still going to go on the road, and we're going to a place where we're pretty sure we won't get thrown out.
Well, we're not allowed inside Redskins training camp in Carlisle, so you're right. We can't be thrown out. We will be broadcasting from across the street.
All right.
From Redskins training camp at Dickinson College.
As they break camp for the big season.
Yeah, they get set to go to Los Angeles. We'll be broadcasting from Carlisle on Wednesday from 3 until 7. And I believe we did promise a WJFK party bus.
That's right, a big bus.
Well, we got a party bus. And the bus is going to be stocked with food and drink, etc.
And you can be on this bus.
Right. Now, we're not taking the bus. We're taking a limo, of course. But you can take the bus with Diana.
With Diana, and Diana's going to be the party mistress for this bus.
Yes, she is.
She's going to she'll show you a real good time.
She'll be showing everybody her Memphis bruises. They'll have food and drink and such, and I think, let me see, we have 36 seats to fill on this bus.
What a fun bus ride it's going to be.
In the next 2 days, so keep listening. We'll give away a couple of seats and a few here on WJFK. As you can tell, it is going to be a jam-packed show.
Sure is.
We've got all this Memphis stuff to deal with. Plus, I've got a tape, Mike. As you may have heard on the show before, my family and I are moving to Virginia.
Yes.
We have decided to black out our teeth and move to Northern Virginia.
Your whole family right now, you've begun to chew the smokeless tobacco products.
Yeah. We were going through a bunch of boxes in the basement, and my wife said, look it, how old is this tape? And she pulled out a cassette that had to be from 1984.
Wow, the very beginning of our association.
Yes, and in a continuing effort to show what evolution we have made, not only as men, Mike, but as disc jockeys.
That's right. We've lost a little hair, and we've
gained a few pounds.
And we've developed our act.
And, folks, you're not going to believe how awful this is. You know, if anybody ever gets on us for making fun of other DJs,
right,
simply listen to the tape we're going to be playing shortly, and you'll see that we are qualified to give all bad DJs a tough time.
Were we doing our DJ thing like that?
We, in fact, were at our most high-energy,
Pukey,
screaming, pukey, phony lappy, morning zooey bestie.
Oh, goody goody.
Yeah, so we've got that tape to listen to.
I'm Mark Queen.
Plus the transvestite hotline today, and darn it, today we will talk to a real transvestite.
All right.
We'll play Bitch, Bitch, Bitch today on WJFK, and in a moment I'll tell you why my wife drove all the way to Hagerstown to see a psychic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, plus Mr. Zodiac called us. So, wow, what a show. We'll be right back on WJFK to open the gates of hell on Memphis, and it is now 3:22. You're Mark Queen.
1 and 4.4. Don and Mike and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Wow, are you huge?
Yeah.
Man, you didn't have the baby while we were gone.
Nope. I decided to keep my legs crossed. It was too exciting of a weekend.
Steve, you are ready to burst.
I know.
Steve, any minute now? Is that what it is? Any moment
any
now?
Any day now.
Any day now.
Now, are we past the due date yet?
Oh, no. It's this week. Wednesday.
Wednesday specifically. Oh, good.
Right. But I won't be here Wednesday because I'm going to go pick up my mother.
Your mom's coming in to help you with the baby?
Right.
She's delivering the baby.
Yes, she is.
Just like in the old days.
I sure am glad you guys are back.
Well, it's good to be back, Steve.
Yeah.
And we're not bruised like Diana.
Yeah, I saw that. What's going on with traffic here in Montgomery County? Serious accident. Inbound Cabin John Parkway. Multi-car accident there at Clara Barton Parkway. Wilson Bridge is a little slow this afternoon on the outer loop. You'll find delays at Telegraph. Coming back into Virginia, things look pretty good. Northbound 95 is a little slow from Newington to the Beltway. Also outbound 66, traffic is beginning to pick up from the Beltway to Centerville. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
I'm ready to believe you. Let me know until that happens, Stevie.
Okay, baby.
All right. Rain on and off this afternoon. Here's the buzz forecast from the Ready Whip Weather Center.
Giggle, giggle.
Low tonight, 67, and a high tomorrow, 80. Right now, it is 72. And, Mike, even after the debacle we had in Memphis?
Yes.
They have sold our trip to Carlisle.
Unbelievable, but true.
We want to thank the people at...
Is this correct?
At Jerry's Collision Repair Center?
Yeah. Jerry's Collision Repair? Yeah, this isn't Jerry's... Like the people that make sandwiches or pizzas.
Like
Jerry's
Ford.
It's Jerry's Ford?
It's not Jerry's Ford either?
No, it is
Jerry's Ford.
Why don't they say, it would sound more big time to say it's sponsored by Jerry's Ford than to say it's sponsored by Jerry's Collision Repair Center.
Not to say that Jerry's doesn't have the best collision repair center in the world.
Oh,
but,
gosh, it's swell, Mike.
But is it part of Jerry's Ford? Is that what it is?
Well, here we go. Wait a minute.
All right. So does Jerry's Ford and Anna deal. They have quality service.
Yeah, let's change this then. This is Jerry's Ford, in fact. Change it from Jerry's Collision Repair Center to Jerry's Ford. That sounds so much more boss.
Isn't that the one that Jerry's Ford makes it clear, let the competition beware.
Yes. Right. So anyway, they are sponsoring the show on Wednesday as we go to Carlisle. And as I said, we have 36 seats to fill on the WJFK bus.
Man, I can practically hear the banjos when that bus pulls out of the parking lot with everybody heading up to Carlisle.
And we will be giving away a couple of seats in a few moments here.
Yeehaw!
On JFK. All right, now, before we call Graceland and get that whole thing started up again.
Yes?
Let me tell you what my nutty wife has done.
What has she done now? Wait, there's a psychic involved.
Yeah, here's the latest. Now, my wife and her mother this morning. My mother-in-law, of course, spending some time at our house.
Aren't you lucky?
I'd like to think I am, Mike.
You're the luckiest man in the world.
My my wife and my mother-in-law get up this morning at 6 a.m. They say, we are going to Hagerstown to see a psychic. There's some world-famous psychic. And I go, in Hagerstown? Are you kidding me? I go, why are you getting up so early? My wife says, listen, people from all over the country come to talk to this woman in Hagerstown. I said, okay. So my wife and my mother-in-law get in the car. They get my kid. My kid's up at 6.
Yes.
They get him in the car, 7 o'clock. They're out the door. They're on their way to Hagerstown.
To go see the psychic.
Right.
Wow.
About 2 hours later, my wife calls, and she says, well, listen, the wait is going to be until 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Whoa!
But apparently, there are people who went to this psychic's house starting last night. People who spent the night there last night.
She
outside.
Lives, this lady lives in Hagerstown?
Yes. According to Frida, she lives in a rat hole.
In a rat hole? And she only sees people, like, once a year?
Well, no, she sees them every day, but she comes out and she decides if she's got the feeling or not. And then she decides how many people she's going to see.
Wow.
So I said to my wife, I said, well, I don't care if you spend all day up there, but what about Bart?
What's Bart going to do? I mean, do they have any little psychic playgrounds or something like that?
Well, she said, now how pathetic this sounded. She said they had a basketball hoop.
Oh, no.
And that the poor boy was outside playing horse.
Just shooting hoops until 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
Whoa.
I said, that's awful. Don't do that. So then about an hour later, the phone rings, and Frida said, listen, we've decided we're not going to wait. So they got an appointment. They got an appointment for October 14th. That is the fastest they could get to see this psychic in Hagerstown.
How much does it cost?
I don't know.
I mean, it's obviously there's a little tariff involved, huh?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know if the woman is nuts or if the woman is on the level. I don't know.
Oh, who, the psychic or your wife are going to see her?
Either one. I don't know why people would wait all night.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I understood it, my wife and my mother-in-law were fully prepared, ready to sit down in a folding chair from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at this rat hole in Hagerstown until the psychic came out.
Now, does your mother-in-law share the same psychic inspiration that your wife has?
Yes, and we got into a bit of a discussion last night at the dinner table because I don't like to have the apple cart riding sloppily. You know what? I don't like to upset the apple cart.
Right.
Things right now with my wife and I...
Going well.
Pretty good. I said, listen, what is this psychic possibly going to... I'm saying this to my mother-in-law. I said, what is she possibly going to tell her? She's going to say something bad to her. You never go to a psychic and they say, you're going to have the most wonderful life in the world.
Now, if Aline Cunningham was here, she'd say, don't say that because you'll will something bad to come out of that psychic's mouth. You should actually be saying, you know, good things. It'll be daisies. Daisies will pour out of that psychic's mouth.
No, I don't think so, Mike. I think she's going to hear something really bad. I think it's going to really screw things up.
Oh, no.
I think things are just fine now. And that she doesn't need to go to any old psychic.
In Hagerstown. Why can't you just go, like, to one of the local palm readers or something like that?
I don't know. I saw a woman right down here on Main Street in Fairfax. I saw one of the
hands.
The hand, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. Have you ever ducked into one of those? I've never had the desire to.
No, I know down by DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of fortune tellers and a tarot cards and that jazz.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why she had to go to Hagerstown. I don't even think she's at home now.
Do we know the lady's name? Do we know how famous? I mean, we've got radio's number one psychic that comes here like 3 times a year.
How famous could she be? She lives in a rat hole in Hagerstown.
Well, you know, with all those people going to see her, maybe she is.
Of course, all of Hagerstown could be considered a rat hole. You know, the biggest rat hole in the state of Maryland.
Maybe she's a guru. She's a guru.
A guru.
A guru.
Hello? Hello, you there?
Hello?
Psychic hotline. No, she's not back on yet. Well, she'll call me when she gets home.
I saw an ad for this blonde lady that's supposed to be the greatest psychic in the world. And they have these little clouds going behind her eyes. You just see her eyes.
I've seen that, too.
And they have a 1-900 number, and you can talk to her team of psychics. And she claims that the psychic energy over the telephone is greater than in person.
Well, all I know is I don't think my wife needs to hear any more bad news.
But that lady on TV's never been to Hagerstown, though.
As a matter of fact, I would almost pay a psychic to go see my wife and tell her some lie about how wonderful the rest of our life is going to be together. Because, you know, my wife, she's waiting for that one piece of bad news that she can worry about for the rest of her life.
Frida, Frida, you will have to make dramatic changes in your life. All you should live for is to please your man,
Frida. Oh, God, don't I wish that would happen. Well, here's
Frida.
The phone. Is this her? Hello?
Hi, Boo-Boo. I had this feeling I wanted to hear from you.
Where are you?
That's a little psychic joke.
Where are you?
I'm in the car.
Oh,
I'm in the car. We just went by the pleasure chest.
You just went by the pleasure chair.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other thing I couldn't figure out this morning. Now, you didn't bring Bart in there, did you?
No, as it turns out, you can't even go in if you're under 18.
Listen to this. Not only did she want to go see a psychic today, then she says to me on the way out of the house, I'm going down to the pleasure chest. I said...
With your mom?
Yeah.
I said, don't go in there. Bart's going to see those big, long,
things,
plastic things.
Well, I explained that it was a store about lovin's and joke gifts, and they had private parts in there. It was no big deal.
Oh, honey. I'm over being an open parent, but please.
It's no big deal. They're just silly things. They're only a big...
They're not silly things. They're big, gigantic plastic things.
Latex.
Yeah, I know. It's because, you know, the people are silly and it's for a joke present, which is the reason we went there.
Who did you buy something for?
I don't want to say because
I
have a sibling that has a birthday coming up, and we might bring a little joke present. We were just kind of...
So what did you get him?
I'm not safe.
He's not listening. He never listens.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
Are you still there? Are you still at the pleasure chest?
No, we're driving away from it now. Is there something you want?
I was hoping you could maybe get me some playing cards you were in there, but since it's too late, that's all right.
Pick me up some of those ice cubes. When the glass is half full, the women's tops come off.
Oh, the swizzle sticks, yeah. Mm.
Well, anyway, Mom wants me to tell you, the psychic is only $5. I mean, she does it as calling.
Then why is there such a wait?
Because she's renowned. I mean, she's famous.
Famous other than in Hagerstown?
What's her name?
And she had people, but the reason that it would have taken us till nighttime to see her is because people camp there overnight.
Yeah, what's her name?
Betty something, I forget.
You don't know her last name?
She's renowned, Mike.
I didn't know about her till today. But
Betty renowned.
So renowned that you heard about her today.
My mother has heard about it. She's read articles on her in the paper.
So tell me, what have you been doing to my son today? So first he was taken up to this rat hole in Hagerstown to play.
We played a couple of games of horse, and it was perfectly fine while we waited. Because we had to get there earlier, you know. And then
I'm guessing I'm guessing Bart had to play on some, ghetto basketball court.
It was an older basketball.
Yeah, all right, something like I would have seen in White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't a court. It was just a hoop set up out there, and luckily I had an old plastic ball in the trunk that Bart and I made do with and played a little bit.
Besides the psychic and maybe a couple of convenience stores, is there anything to see in Hagerstown?
No, I mean, there was a Wonder Bread thrift shop within walking distance, and we did that.
Wonder Bread thrift shop?
Let me get this straight. You've taken my kid all the way to Hagerstown at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You made him wait in a psychic rat hole.
Mm-hmm.
You played basketball with him on a ghetto court.
Mm-hmm.
You took him to the Wonder Bread store, and then you took him to the pleasure chest.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when you put it all like that, it sounds like a strange day.
Well, he's going to be ready for school, isn't he?
Yeah, let me talk to him for a minute.
All righty, hold on.
School just around the corner.
Hello?
Yeah?
How you doing?
Yeah, listen to this.
How you doing?
Fine.
Excuse me.
Are you okay, Bart? You having a good day?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time with Mommy and Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing? Oh, you answer for yourself, Bart. Have you had a good day today?
Yes.
What have you guys been doing?
Oh, just... Been shopping.
Been shopping? Mommy didn't take you in the nasty store, did she?
No.
Oh, good. Did you wait in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody wait in the car with you?
Yeah.
Who waited with you?
Grandma.
You mean Grandma didn't go in the nasty store?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm surprised at that.
Good for Grandma. Maybe they took shifts.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure you're okay.
Queen.
What?
Wait, I shouldn't have said that.
What did you say?
You're my queen, but Mommy told me to say that.
Well,
you're my queen.
All right, I love you. Let me talk to Mom again.
Yeah.
He sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, he sounds like he's doing all right. He's a little tired, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to play ball with the boys tonight.
Well, we're breaking up now, Daddy.
All right, hey, listen, tell him something manly. Tell him he and I will watch football tonight together.
Oh, what? You and Colonel?
Yes, Buffalo and Detroit. Hello. That's it, we're losing them. Apparently they're going into a giant plastic item.
I like your idea though about hiring the psychic to talk to Frieda and just to pump Frieda full of stuff that you want her to hear. You know, basically treat your man better.
Right now they're driving through a giant prophylactic which is draped over the Whitehurst Freeway.
He watches all the televisions. Anything he wants to watch, you let him watch. You make shake and bake every night.
and have dinner on the table at 7:30.
Eeny, meeny, chili, beanie, the spirits are about to speak. Nothing up my sleeve.
All right.
Nothing up my other sleeve. Well, let's break. It's 3:39 on WJFK. Well, that's the story of my wife and the psychic. Now, are you ready to start that Graceland ream?
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, folks, we'll take out our fake teeth and leave our fangs in. We'll come right back on WJFK. It's a living hell like they've never experienced. And it's 20 until 4, WJFK.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Don't forget, it's a total replay of the Memphis Riot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear it today at 5 in its entirety on WJFK.
All right.
And even with the riots and such, our world tour continues.
Yeah, we're not letting a little incident in Memphis, we're not letting a little riot slow us down.
And, yeah, we came up with a name for this world tour in Memphis.
Yes.
It was Beyond Filth.
Beyond Filth.
Don and Mike's Beyond Filth Tour.
And we want you to be a part of it, folks.
The Beyond Filth tour continues Wednesday when we broadcast live from Carlisle for Redskins training camp. And our trip to Carlisle is sponsored by Jerry's Ford. Well, don't you have the copy?
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at it, and that's why maybe I chuckled. You know, Don?
Yes, Mike?
You want your car to have the best care possible.
And so does Jerry's Ford in Annandale.
This is always our weakest point in any show, reading a commercial.
You know, they have quality car care service to ensure that your car gets the special care it needs when it needs it.
And Mike.
Yes, Don?
Jerry's. Ford service technicians aren't just experienced. Oh, no. They're Ford trained.
The technicians have hundreds of hours of high-tech training under their big belts. And they are up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
And the main thing is that these wonderful people have very brainlessly decided to sponsor our trip to Carlisle. So would you please stop by and visit Jerry's Ford in Annandale, Virginia, for quality care. After all, but I've always admired this slogan, Mike.
Oh, it's a wonderful slogan, though. Say it with feeling.
It may be your car, but it's still there, baby. Oh, you know, they should promote the guy that wrote that. Give that man a promotion. You're McLean, man.
For more information on quality care, call 703-256-5000. That's 703-256-5000.
You're McLean, man.
You're McLean.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
There you go, another perfect live spot read.
That's right.
Quarter till 4 on JFK. Rain on and off this afternoon and tonight. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. Right now it's 72 and here with WJFK Traffic is Steady. Oh, and Infinity Broadcasting. Speaking of temperatures, today I did purchase that radio station in Boston that I was speaking of.
It's a great city, Boston.
Company bought a station in Chicago, bought a station in Boston, and also bought a station in Atlanta today. All big cities.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you for sure which one of those temperatures you want to be adding, but Buzz, you will definitely want to put Boston into your regular four-city rotation.
We're ready. We'll do it.
We're ready to believe you.
All right.
At quarter till four, now here's Sprague and Stevie.
Hi. Good afternoon. We have word of a truck-licking fuel on the outer loop, which is really on the ramp to go south on I-95. A couple accidents to report at this time. Backlick at Braddock. Also, Braddock at Sully. Earlier accident in the clearing stages. Look out for another accident. Pohick at Route 1 in Prince George's County. Accident 301 at Marlboro Pike. And then again, 301 at South Osborne Drive. We also have another word of an accident southbound GW Parkway. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. You had one for me, too, didn't you, Stevie? Hey, boys.
Yeah, Donnie.
Don.
Yeah.
Joy Vision Works Kids Care Club for kids to age 14.
All right, Donnie.
Get brand name frames, 1-year warranty, single vision lenses, UV protection for the price of the frame. Hey, boys.
Yeah, Donnie.
All right, start at $50 only at Vision Works.
WJFK. Get him, boy.
Yeah, go get him.
All right.
It's time for Hell Graceland style. Here we go. Radio Hell on WJFK. Let's call Graceland. Let's try to find the name of the woman that had us kicked out.
Yes, we were kicked out, unceremoniously kicked out of Graceland on Friday's broadcast. And now we just want to say thank you to all the people that were responsible for ending our broadcast.
Now, this other jerk, David Beckwith, he has not returned our call yet.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello, Graceland. We're from WJFK Radio.
Okay, just a moment.
Well, she already knew where to put us. Maybe they're on guard.
On guard.
On guard.
On guard, touché.
We wish to fence with you. We would like to fence with you.
Hello.
Hello. Grassland.
Hey, can this be already? You mean already they're putting us through to the number that just rings and rings?
Maybe they, you know, maybe they had a warning.
Well, this will not work.
Yeah, a bunch of them sitting around in cowboy hats. All right, everybody. We just want you to be aware you might get an invasion on Monday. Monday afternoon from Don and Mike, those two guys we threw out. You be on your guard. Put them that secret number if they call.
I tell you what, my invasion won't be as stupidly planned as George Bush's was either. That poor doofus. That poor doofus president we have. That guy thinks he's going to stir things up by bombing Iraq a day before the Republican primary, then everybody gets hip to it, and he has to change his plans right at the last minute, then act like he didn't think about it.
Oh, come on. You mean the convention, not the primary.
Is that what I said? Well, so you know what I meant.
Yeah, the thing.
The thing.
The thing in Houston.
The big thing at the eighth wonder of the world. And I'm supposed to believe this? What a coincidence. On Sunday, they announced we're going to start bombing Baghdad again. And the convention is Monday.
I don't think it's politically motivated at all.
Well, you know what? I think that they were going to do it until...
Let me help you.
Yes, hello. We're from WJFK. You just put us through to somebody and they never picked up?
Okay, let me check on that. Hold on for a second.
Who are you? Hey, hello.
Uh-huh.
Who are you? How do you know who we want to talk to?
Well, it's because you're with a radio station and you need to talk to the media department, our communications department.
We'd have to, we'd like to talk to somebody in security.
Yeah, or a management. Is there somebody in management, please?
Okay, hold on for a sec.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the way I read this is that they sat around and they said, we're going to get the war going again. Then somebody said, oh my God, they figured it out.
Did you have a listening device in on those meetings? I mean, that's exactly how it went. Hey, they figured it out. Cancel it.
They figured it out, for God's sakes. Say that everything went all right in the inspections.
Operations, this is Catherine. Can I help you?
Catherine, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. This is Don and Mike. We're from WJFK Radio in Washington.
Okay.
We're doing our radio show right now. We had a little problem. We were down across the street of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center on Friday. We were doing our show when some very mean people came over and physically roughed us up and pulled our plug. And the way we see it, you now owe us for thousands of dollars in satellite time. You're looking at a possible lawsuit for roughing up our producer. And, of course, the First Amendment rights. And it's not the kind of publicity that I think you want. Hello?
Yes.
She's still there. Good.
Yeah, so that's basically it in a nutshell. We're a little ticked off about the way we were handled on Friday. And, we want to know what you're going to do about it.
Well, sounds like you need to talk to our operations director and general manager, Debbie Johnson.
Debbie, is she a short woman with long hair?
Long blonde hair?
Blonde hair, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a little Elvis pin on Friday?
I don't know.
I bet they all wear Elvis pins, though.
Well, this was a nice diamond one.
But I don't know if she was wearing a pin on Friday or not.
I'm sure she'd remember us.
Yeah, they threw us out. Literally threw us out of
called the police.
Of the shopping center, and they called the police, and they had us removed.
Haven't you people heard of First Amendment rights, for goodness sakes? And we weren't even doing anything that bad. You don't have the right to come over and pull the plug on our broadcast. What do you think we're going to do, just take that lying down?
Well,
You're looking at a lawsuit in the millions. In the billions.
We are upset.
Okay.
So can we talk to somebody now, please?
Well, Debbie's not available, but I can ask her to return the call.
Well you tell Debbie she doesn't have to return the call. She just cuts like a personal check to all of us here for what would you say, maybe, to make this thing go away.
Well, first off, we need an apology before we even talk
money. Yeah, a public apology.
Before we even talk money, there must be a public apology. Not to mention the fact, and this part is no kidding, that some of your Nazis over there at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center security actually came over and grabbed our producer, who is a woman, and bruised her and gave her welts? I mean, is this the kind of publicity you want at Graceland? Y'all called the police and had us thrown out? Are you kidding me? And what about the satellite time?
Yeah, the satellite time, very, very expensive.
We had a letter from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles.
Permission.
Right, that's our publicist.
That's right. And we had a permission to broadcast from where we were broadcasting.
Right, we have the letter right here. We were granted full permission to broadcast. You came over, you pulled our plug.
See, because there's some overzealous security people, we were thrown out of there, and it was totally unjustified.
And we were wrong. We didn't do anything wrong.
So we want you to make it good.
We have the entire episode on tape. We're going to be playing it repeatedly on our radio show here. And, of course, we have our thousands of legal experts looking into this matter right now to sue the pants off you.
So that lady who runs the security operation, you might want to make her aware of that.
And would there be anybody besides her? She can't be the biggest cheese there. For goodness sake, she did not look powerful enough to be running the whole place.
Oh, actually, she does.
No, they're impossible.
Wait, she is...
I mean, that lady that came, that unprofessional woman that came over to us on Friday, it runs the whole shooting match?
The woman that came over and put her well-manicured nail in my chest and cussed at me and told me to get the hell out? That woman is the manager?
I don't know who... I understand that there were two ladies that talked to you, and I don't know which one you're speaking of.
About...
But Debbie Johnson is the general manager and the operations director of Graceland. Jack Soden is the chief executive officer of Elvis Presley Enterprises, and Graceland is a division of that.
Right. So can we talk to one of them?
Thank you.
The thing is, I go between being serious and not being serious about, like, being sued and all that stuff. Ken said we can do that if we want.
Right.
But, I mean, we've been sued before, and as you know, we're being sued right now for something very frivolous that's going to be thrown out of the courts in a couple of months.
We're not big on frivolous lawsuits.
It's generally a waste of time, and...
We just want to make them aware that what they did was really absurd.
And if we wanted to... And who knows, we still may. We could make them dance into a dance that will last well into 1994.
Right. That's at our disposal. That thought has crossed our mind.
Oh, yes, it will be mine. Oh, yes, it will be mine. And Major Bill is now on the other line. For goodness sakes, keep him off this line. Nobody put him through to the studio right now.
Major Bill, who used our unceremonious dismissal from Graceland as his own pulpit.
Well, now... In the old Coot's defense,
yes,
they were also kind of throwing us out because he was there.
They used that as one of their big reasons.
Right.
Because he goes down there and lets everybody hear about his Elvis Lives spiel. And he was there before, and he's a very innocent guy.
Even if that's true.
Hello?
Even if they don't like... Hello? I thought I heard it, too. Even if they don't like what somebody's saying, for goodness sakes, this is America. Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, you can. Hello.
This is Don and Mike from WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this, please?
This is Tina.
Tina, you're another person we talked to?
Did we just speak to you, Tina?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Hi, what do you do there at Graceland, Tina?
Who is this?
This is Don and Mike from WJFK, and we're doing our radio show right now.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk to you.
Well,
okay,
I'm going
to have to talk to Jack Soden.
I want to sue the pants off you, little lady, and everybody else at Graceland. There are thousands of dollars in damages, there are thousands of dollars in satellite time, and you are looking at a personal injury lawsuit.
Well, that's fine. Why don't you talk to us off the air?
Because
okay?
That's just the problem we had when we were down there. We don't do things off the air. Either you talk to us now, right here, right now, or you're going to get a hell like you've never experienced before.
I mean,
the jaws of hell are going to open up and swallow you!
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You're going to think it's stupid.
Can you replay that for me?
The jaws of hell! The jaws of hell!
You know, I know it would have been better for effect if I hadn't laughed. I could not contain myself.
Well, now we have to talk to her off the air. We can't just leave it like that.
No.
All right, let's call back. Let's call back.
Yeah, we have to talk to her off the air now.
Okay. 1-901. All right. I'll tell her we're off the air. I really will pick it up and take it off the air. Yeah, thanks for laughing, Mike. Right in the middle of my big dramatic speech.
Sorry. That's it. It was drama. High drama. It wasn't real.
The jaws of hell. I'm swallow you. Well, I want to know the kind of trouble she'd be in. Now, what's her name?
I don't remember.
Tina. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Tina. Please tell her it's Don and Mike, and that her voice will not be on the radio.
Okay, 100%.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, I just hung up on her.
You're worked up. Your fingers are beginning to perspire. You're working yourself up into one of those frenzies.
That's right. The jaws of hell.
I couldn't help myself, okay?
They just don't seem very...
You expect me to sit here and not laugh when you're doing that?
They don't seem very shaken up, do they?
No, they don't. And I guess my laughing didn't shake him up anymore.
Well, now I'm going to try to... Okay, I'll try to get this together.
Okay. Your off-air presentation. Well, you will hear it, but she won't be on the air.
Right. All right, bear with me, folks. And the jaws of hell will open up and swallow you inside. Then you will go through the digestive system of hell, and you will come out as waste.
Be passed. You will be passed.
Let me help you.
Yes, hi. I accidentally was disconnected when I was holding for Tina.
Okay, is it done in mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Now, main hold. Got it.
Got it?
Okay.
Got it.
Hello. Okay. Good. We're set.
Okay, you're still on hold.
I'm hearing the cheap Elvis music right now in the background.
The poorly reproduced Elvis music.
In the ghetto.
Not really doing justice to his music. And incidentally, we are both fans.
Hello? Now I am not hearing the music.
Okay.
Hello? Yo. The gates of hell will open up. Swallow you. That's right.
You know, that was almost TV evangelist style.
She just hung up.
She hung up.
She hung up.
Well, that's not nice.
All right. One more time. Here we go.
Meanwhile, we have Major Bill standing by. Give us a little taste of what happened on Friday. Major Bill can probably recreate the whole thing.
A Major Bill taste.
And that must be a...
Let me help you.
Yes, I was just disconnected again while holding for Tina.
Okay, well, Tina told me that she didn't really want to talk to you anymore.
Well, we said she won't be on the air.
Why don't you please tell Tina that my general manager is on the line and would like to speak with her?
Well, sir, she was told...
His name is Norm Peterson.
Okay, well, she told me she does not want to talk to you anymore.
Then I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give your phone number out this afternoon, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry that listens to my radio show will call you and tell you about... Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, great, you're still there.
Uh-huh.
First Amendment rights.
Okay.
Fresh on the file.
These are some of the things we look for in the young MD.
Whatever melts your butter, okay?
Yeah, whatever melts your butter. You're going to be in the frying pan, darling.
All right, folks, here's the number. Here is the number. Here you go, 901-332-3322. All right?
Whatever melts your butter.
Her name is Tina now. 901-332-3322. And let's try this guy, David Beckwith, back.
Yeah, David Beckwith hasn't returned our call either.
Right, David Beckwith, the guy in Los Angeles who gave us the letter saying that we could broadcast from Graceland.
Good afternoon, the Beckwith Company.
Yes, hello.
Mr. Beckwith's
hello.
Not
hello,
in.
Hello, my good
it?
Friends again.
Yes.
Yes, it's us. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, have you given David
that? I'll pass it on to where he is now, so that's all I can do.
So he got the message?
I didn't actually speak to him, but I had passed the message on to where he is.
So you don't know whether he's gotten the message or not?
I believe he is aware of...
he's aware of it.
Yeah.
Good.
Would you leave him just one more little part? Would you please tell him that the gates of hell will open and swallow him?
You've ordered this?
The gates of hell
yes.
will open, swallow, eat him, and he will come out as a
Are
piece of the devil's waste.
Responsible for this?
What?
Are you sure he's the one responsible for this?
Well, you know, so far nobody's accepting any responsibility.
Are we sure this guy's responsible?
David Beckwith is the guy that wrote
yeah.
the letter, and he's the guy that
sure.
just said we could broadcast live from Graceland.
He's one of okay. Is he one of the guys, boys?
Yeah, yeah. All right,
thank you.
All right, well, listen.
Maybe it was Red and Sonny who did it.
Who? Oh,
hey, little Elvis chick.
Hey, all the people down in Memphis were as hip as you, we wouldn't have had these problems.
Yeah. That's right. We wish we dealt with somebody like you. We would have been all set.
Well, I'm sure he's not that bad of a person.
All right, well, you sound okay. What's your name?
I'm Bill.
Bill.
Bill, thank you for being so nice, and we're glad you got him that message.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you, Bill. All right, goodbye.
That was Bill. That was Bill doing a little of the Memphis Mafia shtick for us.
Now, are you writing me a note, Diana? Why don't you please hit the microphone and tell me?
Well, that guy, when he said he passed the message on to wherever Beckwith was,
right.
He must have passed it on to his wife, because his wife called me and insisted on knowing what the message was, and I told her, you know, have him call. So she said, I will definitely pass it on to him, but she was upset that I wouldn't tell her exactly what it was.
Good, the wheels are beginning to turn.
All right, well, then I think it's time that we get Ken Stevens involved in this. But, oh, we got to do news. My goodness, Buzz, you're standing by for news, aren't you?
Yes, damn it.
All right, well, it's going to have to wait till after these commercials.
Okay.
We'll come right back. Folks, the story of the Memphis riot continues to unfold.
Yep.
We will replay the riot in all of its glory at 5 p.m. today on WJFK.
Bravo.
And the gates of hell will open.
Man.
And welcome you. And it's 4:02.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Atlantic Mobile offers cellular phones for as low as $199 when you sign an annual contract. This is a limited offer, and other charges apply. Call 1-800-255-BELL. And now, with sometimes reliable traffic, here's Stevie. Buzz, you might want to just scratch that first newscast.
Consider it scratched.
But I'm just seeing here, it's already 4:06.
Yeah.
My goodness, we'd get the news on it, it would be time for another one.
That's right. Where did the time go?
Well, it's all this Memphis bashing, and
you and your jaws of hell.
Buzz, we haven't even asked you the personal trauma that was inflicted on you.
Oh.
Well, naturally, I feared for my own safety. My heart was pounding, and I feared for the safety of my typewriter. without which this news could not be possible. You know, really, what a guy Buzz was. When all that was happening and those security guards were descending upon us, Buzz was just saying, whatever you do, save the equipment.
That's right. Buzz was rather rapidly packing up his stuff, ready to make a run for it.
I was under the table. Yeah.
All right, well, stand by with
okay.
that. We will definitely get to news this hour.
Okay, you let me know.
On WJFK, because after all, that's how the man is supporting his family.
There you go.
And it's 4:07. Ready whip for everybody over there, Buzz.
Giggle, giggle.
All right. Here's Stevie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good afternoon. Inbound cabin John Parkway still dealing with a multi-car accident at the Clare and Barton Parkway. Also, back look at Braddock accident there. Braddock at Sully in the clearing stages. We have word of a truck leaking fuel on the outer loop ramp to go southbound on 95, which is already pretty heavy as you make your way to Woodbridge, with all lanes open. Northbound 355 at Jones Bridge. You want to stay to the right to get by an accident there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
It's 4:08, rain on and off this afternoon, high 72, low tonight 67, high tomorrow 80, 72 right now, and here he is, Vice President, General Manager, Kenneth Stevens.
Hello, Kenneth.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You bellowed?
We bellowed, yeah. Well, there was some more bellowing going on earlier, but yes, we did summon you.
The call was on the phone, so I didn't hear.
The call that I received from Kenneth on Friday went something like, are you guys in jail?
And if not, why not?
I said, no, we're not in jail. Ken, of course, enjoyed the aspect of the show that ended up in fisticuffs.
Yes, it was quite good. Interesting radio, if you will.
Got my money's worth.
There you go.
The comment was made. It could have been during a fall rating sweep.
Yeah,
as opposed to during the summer rating sweep.
Well, perhaps you can send us somewhere else where we can get thrown out during the fall.
I bet I could find a place.
Well, now here's the question. As far as, hey, Diana, come here.
Okay.
Take a look at her now. Hold up your arm for him and show him the welt.
It's not a welt anymore, but imagine that 4 days.
Wow. Now, and what about, do you still have the bruises between your legs?
No,
pardon me?
Not as bad. They're just kind of roped.
They ran those wires.
Hey, what did those security guards do to you?
They ran their wires between her legs.
Back here.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Now tell Ken exactly what they did and how you were straddled over the...
I was kind of straddled. At one point.
Over the cords,
yeah,
the power cords.
From power cords being run across my arm, and then they had me in this grip, and I had big finger marks and welts on my hand from them holding me back.
And let me say again, both Mike and I, neither of us chickens. We were at least, what, a good, how far were we from Diana?
Well, we didn't have time to get our stun guns, and we were about, I would say, a good 3 miles from Diana. Let's embellish. Why not?
Anyway.
Yeah, we were 20 miles from Diana when this all happened. No, you know what it is? We were not that far away from Diana, but it happened very quickly when they pounced on her.
We were surrounded by an angry mob.
That's right.
No lie.
And, of course, the priority at that moment was just keeping it on the air.
So, anyway, Ken, about them roughing up Diana. Now, we've called there, and, gosh, we've tried to be nice. And the woman wouldn't, first off, wouldn't talk to us. And then I threatened her with some kind of legal action. You know, because we're still owed. Don't you think they owe us the satellite time?
Oh, absolutely.
The 2 extra hours. And what about
at
all the,
least?
What about all the advertisers that got screwed on Friday afternoon?
Many thousands of dollars there.
Right. Not to mention our incredible, our aura, our mystique.
Our reputations were damaged.
Yes.
The amount I paid for your airfare.
The amount you paid for the airfare, for the hotel, for the whole nine yards.
The room service.
And it's,
you haven't gotten those. You haven't gotten those bills, have you?
The room
got
service.
The mat set. I can.
He's learning. He's beginning to learn.
You know how much my room came to?
You guys eat a lot, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
How much?
With everything?
You write it down.
Now, keep in mind that in this bill was two nights. At the rate.
Okay.
Two nights.
Enough. What was it?
One room service meal.
What? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
A breakfast.
Oh, a breakfast. How bad could that be?
But then there was one meal that I paid for everybody on my room.
And of course,
the old.
And of course, all.
It's probably the same one he paid for everybody.
And all the movies that I had.
Yeah. He watched a lot of movies. They had a thing in the hotel called Guest Choice, where you can actually pick out your favorite movies.
What, $4.95 a movie?
$8.95 a movie.
About
$8.95. Did you get the ticket home with you?
Let's play a little game. Mike, write down what you think my total was at the hotel.
All right. I'm basing this on my bill.
All right.
Which I,
I'm going to have to recoup all of this from Graceland.
Yes, there you go, Kenny. And indeed, Mike has held up.
Let me see.
You know the only difference?
Yeah.
That $200 dinner.
Oh, man.
That $200 dinner is the only difference in our bills.
Did you include the $200 dinner?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. And, of course, it would have been inflated if I had thought of that. I was just speaking strictly from the hotel.
Well, now, Ken.
It's a lot of money in a $75 a night hotel.
can we rest assured, then, that the legal powers from Infinity Broadcasting will call them and try to recoup some? And plus, look at poor Diana. Not able. Would you like a neck brace, Diana?
Get her a neck brace. Do you need a kidney belt like those weightlifters use? All right.
Now, I'm not sure because I'm not an attorney, but I think that security guards, private security guards,
mm-hmm.
there are rules, regulations about how far you're allowed to go in dealing with someone before you have to call the real police as opposed to the Elvis police.
And, you know,
I don't think the Elvis police actually have the right to physically grab someone who's not intoxicated or a danger to someone else.
And we did not even mention the emotional distress that Diana's been under. I mean, really, but what, she goes nuts if what? Touch her, Don. Just put your hand on her arm.
No, no, right. No.
Ever since that, she does that whenever I touch her.
I saw her do that in the hallway.
That's nothing new.
Come to think of it, that was you too then.
Well, Ken, suffice to say, are we going to try out our big guns?
Legal action will follow.
All right.
All right.
All right, excellent.
Get them, boys.
Get them, boys. Hey, great news. You sold the Carlisle trip.
Yeah, to Jerry's. Huh?
To Jerry's Ford.
Jerry's Ford, the good people at Jerry's Ford.
Jerry's Ford?
Yeah. Jerry's Ford, that's
Jerry's
right.
Jerry's Ford, they're great.
They're great, aren't they, Kenny?
Who was it?
Jerry's Ford. Ford, Ken, get out.
All right, folks, now here's the number if you'd like to call Graceland and tell them welcome to the jaws of hell. The phone number there is area code 901-332-3322. But say, why stop there? Don't you think they'd love a Western Union telegram?
Sure, why not?
Telling them that they are infringing upon First Amendment rights?
And how dare they kick Don and Mike out of Graceland?
And bruise our producer?
That's right.
Please tell them the jaws of death, the jaws of hell are opening up and ready to swallow them. Here's their address. Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Yeah, ma'am.
You're my queen.
You're my queen.
Memphis, Tennessee, 38186.
And yeah, don't put those "you're my queens" in there, okay? Or for anybody that's writing down verbatim what you're saying.
The jaws of hell will open up and swallow you. You're my queen.
Elvis Presley Boulevard, you're my queen. Box.
Okay, one more time. It's Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. You're my queen.
Yeah,
Memphis, 38186.
Jaws of hell.
That's right. Write to them, call them, do whatever is necessary.
Let them know that we're upset.
And now let's welcome to the WJFK airwaves somebody who was with us that day. Come in, Major Bill Smith.
Mage?
Hello, Mage.
Mage.
He
might have hung up by now.
Major?
How long have we had him on hold?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? I can't imagine why he'd hang up after 20 minutes.
Hello, WJFK.
How unreasonable.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Do I have the phones turned on properly? Hello?
Oh, Don. Yes, I am.
Hey, I want to let you know I'm trying to get through to Graceland. The phone lines are jammed.
Oh, glad to hear it.
That's the way we like it.
Glad to hear it, my friend.
Here in Baltimore.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, listen, don't just call, folks. Contact Western Union.
Yeah, that's the best idea.
How much can it call to send a telegram?
Huh? Yeah, something a little with a little more clout than just a phone call.
A little song, a little dance.
A little seltzer in your pants.
And the jaws, the doors of hell.
Jaws of hell.
Will open and swallow you.
Doors or jaws?
Well, whatever.
Does hell have jaws?
And you'll end up being hell's entrails. That's right. That's what I see for the people from Graceland, Mike.
You will be passed through the colon of hell.
And hence where that town shall be known as Bowie, Maryland. And it is 16 past 4. Listen, we never even did a birthday list here today.
All right.
Oh, and we've got the big replay of the Memphis riot happening at 5 today.
Yes, if you did not get a chance to listen on Friday, you'll hear the way they threw us out of there.
If you've just been tuning in now, maybe over the weekend, somebody said, did you hear what happened on Don and Mike's show on Friday? From 5 until 5:27 today, we will proudly rebroadcast in its entirety, unedited, the entire Memphis riot.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
Happy birthday today to Sean Penn,
yeah.
Who is 32.
Should have stayed with making comedy movies after Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Robert De Niro, who is 49, and Booger Powell.
Boog!
Booger!
All right.
He is 51 today.
Nice guy.
Let's do a stack at 4:16 on WJFK. The phones have been throbbing. And I do believe that the GP is waiting.
Yes, they are.
To speak to us about the Memphis trip.
Everybody wants to know about it.
All right, so let's do a phone scan when we come back. Here are the numbers, folks. In 202, it's 432-1067. From everywhere else, call 410-597-WJFK. Phone scan's coming up. Plus, in the next hour, we'll be giving away a couple of trips on the Don and Mike party bus to Carlisle.
We got that. We got a big bus to fill, folks.
Yes, we do, for the big Redskins show on Wednesday. Oh, and also that very old DJ tape of us during our first week together on the air.
Oh, I'm prepared to be nauseated.
Yes, yeah, so we'll come right back with a phone scan and more on WJFK. We are suing them. We are suing them. You know, it feels so nice to be on the other end of one of those for the first time, huh?
Nice to dish out the gravy.
And maybe we'll sue them for $15 million. We'll be right back. It's 4:17.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
You know, we haven't even mentioned that game on Sunday.
Yeah, a little rough start in the preseason for our boys in Burgundy.
I look at it as a good sign, though, because if I'm not wrong, every time they've had a really lousy preseason, they've had a great year. I know last year they lost like the first three preseason games before they won the last one.
Yeah, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Besides, not a lot of the regular guys were in there last night. That offensive line, my goodness, you and I could have put on jerseys and gone in and play. 4:22 now, WJFK. We'll talk about the game and more in a second, but now with sometimes reliable traffic, here's Stevie.
Good afternoon. Boy, there is a big mess out there this afternoon. Eastbound 50, east of 66, we have reports of an accident there. Outbound 66 is slow but incident-free. On the inner loop to go southbound on 95, it's going to be quite the drive this afternoon. We have a jackknife tractor trailer on the ramp to head southbound on 95. On the outer loop to head southbound on 95, we still have a truck that's leaking fuel. Southbound Route 1 at 23rd, you want to stay to the right to get by an accident there. Inbound Cabin John at Clara Barton Parkway. Police still dealing with an accident there. Look for directions. Southbound BW Parkway on the ramp to go to 197. Accident there. Outbound New York at Bladensburg. Another accident there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
I don't have copy. Who is that for?
Bell Atlantic.
All right. Let's start the clock and go. Mike?
Yeah, Don?
In 10 seconds, tell me everything you like best about Bell Atlantic.
Oh, the clarity, the ease of use, the pure quality of great phone conversations. I was gonna go for a half hour.
10 seconds is done.
Don,
phone stand by.
Don.
Yeah, Charlie, what are you doing here?
Don, I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
I was watching the television today during the soap operas. They let me come in and watch TV with them today.
Oh, your stories, yes.
And a commercial came on. During the soap operas.
I know. Is this the one you talked about?
Yeah.
In the room that I...
Yeah, the commercial came on for ladies that want to find out if they're pregnant or not.
Yes.
And they said, they show this plastic thing, and then the announcer says that if you want to find out whether you're pregnant or not, you hold this plastic thing in your stream. And my question... know a lot of houses where people just have lawns and they don't have... So how can you if you're pregnant if you don't have a stream?
Charlie, they didn't mean that kind of a stream. Don't you get it? Hold it in the stream.
What do you mean the stream?
Hold it in the stream.
No, if you have a house without a stream or a brook,
pee.
You get... What?
Your pee. You hold it in the stream of your pee.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God, I can't believe that.
Well, Charlie.
I can't believe that.
Come back.
Oh, no,
Charlie, that's true.
No, I didn't know you hold it in your pee. That's
Charlie,
so
what do you think, the only people that could use that are people who have actual streams on their property?
That's what I thought, Don. I really thought that. I thought you had it on stream. But now you told me they have to hold it in their pee.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, one more thing.
Oh, what?
How about that Star 66 jingle?
Oh, yeah. If the man you call is busy, it's a problem you can fix. Let me take call, do it for you. The Star 66.
See you in the stream.
Oh, it was pee.
Islands in the stream. There he goes.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
He gets so confused so easily.
425 with Don and Mike on WJFK. Now let's dive into these live calls. Don't forget the complete replay of the Memphis Riot.
All right.
At 5 o'clock today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering what happened to the couple on the dream date.
Well, as I understand it, the plane arrived late. They arrived at our broadcast site after we had all been physically tossed off the site.
Right.
Late Friday night in the hotel bar.
Yep.
By means of ESP.
Yep.
Mike O'Mara, noted psychic, was able to make contact with them.
Yeah, we enjoyed some really nice Memphis blues, the three of us, and it was quite fun, quite enjoyable. A lovely little blues band, and both contest winners, the dream date, they were both very nice people and seemed to be enjoying each other's company. However, they were just a tad suspicious about what we might do to them. They somehow thought that we would have their room wired with listening devices, and and I said, us?
Oh, of course not.
That was the thought.
But they seemed to get along pretty good together.
Yeah, well, they were both real nice people, and they did seem to hit it off.
That's good. Okay, thanks.
You bet. You want to know the truth? If we hadn't had all that problem with the Memphis Nazis,
that's right.
The plan was for Daryl to put a wireless microphone in their room.
You know, that's one of the very first things seriously that they asked me about. They said, we thought you were going to maybe put microphones in the room.
Us? We wouldn't do that. Hello, WJFK.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, baby.
I just called and asked for Tina at Graceland.
Yeah.
I told her my name. Said, this is Lizbeth Rico with the American Civil Liberties Union. And she said, well, Tina's not here. I'm going to take a message. And I said, well, tell her the jaws of hell are going to
jaws of hell.
Yeah, that's it.
ACLU.
Going to open up and swallow her inside.
They abruptly hung up on me.
All right, well, keep it up. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, let me give the number out. Folks, that ACLU thing, that's a good angle to take on this.
There you go.
Somebody actually might want to call the ACLU, for God's sake.
Yes, our rights as citizens were violated.
901-332-3322.
I feel so unclean.
That is the number at Graceland. Ask for Tina. And if you'd like to send them a wire, for goodness sakes, Western Union them something.
Right.
To Graceland.
Not cash, mind you.
3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard.
You're my queen.
Yeah, you're my queen, man. Memphis, 381-86. Another call. Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, home guys?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, slap my hand, you black soul man.
You guys are too cool. I got a couple of things to ask. First of all, Don.
Yes.
Mike is probably going to tune out. What's the deal with this Q and this Borg people on Star Trek? I'm lost. I
mean, what do you mean you're lost? Well, first off, the Q and the Borg have nothing to do with each other.
Okay,
although the first time that the people in the Enterprise came in contact with the Borg was when Q got pissed off at them and threw them light years into the future to see a foe that they could never defeat.
Oh, I see.
You got it?
I see.
All right.
And one more thing, please.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, go on, I guess, huh?
What? All right, you got your Star Trek question in. What is it now?
No, I just wanted to say that, Don, I've listened to you since you were on PGC years ago. I think I was like 7 or 8.
But thank you.
Make a little comment about the show. I was a little disappointed in the porn movie excerpt with when you play the porn movie excerpt thing.
You were disappointed in that tape?
No, disappointed just because it was on the air and kids might be listening. I don't want to put a damper on the show, but I just felt kind of bad about that.
I think you're right, sir. I think we're being actually irresponsible playing that.
Oh, God. I mean, what if Mark listened?
You know what? I guess that's the problem with America. Everybody's afraid to face the truth with their kids. You know what I would tell my kid?
At 6 or 7 years old.
First off, if your kid's 6 or 7, really, you probably shouldn't have them listening to our show.
No.
And second off, if...
I don't even have kids.
Well, then what do you care? Get off my head.
Yeah, you Trekkie. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, you would think less of me if I didn't say that.
But really, if your kid is 6 or 7, maybe he or she shouldn't be listening to our show. And if they are, for goodness sakes, why don't you just be honest with them? You know what I would tell my kid? And I bet it's come up. It's the sound of two people making love.
Mm-hmm. And really, I'll
deal
also,
with it.
You know, when something's on television, you're watching something with with a couple, mom and dad are watching something, and the kid comes into the room occasionally, you turn the sound off or turn it off briefly and wait till the kid leaves the room. It's the same thing with the radio. You do the exact same thing.
You know, once, not too long ago, somebody gave me a condom that was in a key tag. And I had put it in my pocket, and I brought it home, and it was just sitting out on the dresser with all my change and my watch and stuff. And Bart picked it up and came over and said, "What is this?" And I was faced with that.
Yeah.
I could either lie and tell him it's some little toy, or I could really explain to him what it is. And I did.
You explained it to him?
No, I told him it was a toy.
Oh, boy. I was sitting here getting ready to believe you were going to take the challenge.
No, I did tell him. Of course
you,
I
you
told
did.
Him what
so, so he was, well, you, you've explained the facts of life to him.
Well, he's known the facts of life for a long time. I explained
it's good. Normally, parents wait, till 7 or older sometimes.
Well, he is 7 now.
So when did you tell him? When he was 7?
I guess maybe when he was 6, when he really came in and seriously asked me about it.
I was told the facts of life when I turned 18.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I love your show, but, you know, what if there aren't children listening, for God's sakes? So there's two people blowing up a balloon.
There you go. It's easy. It's called creative parenting.
It's people running up, using a Stairmaster.
Until they turn 7, and then you have to tell them what it really is.
Yeah. Come on, just tell them they're making love.
Making wild love. Hello. Doing it like dogs.
WJFK.
Tell him it's Steve Allen.
Hello.
Don?
Yes, I'm
Mike, easy. How are you, Ed?
Hi there.
Just before you were rudely interrupted in your broadcast on Friday,
yes.
You were about to give us a juicy story about Diana and I think it was porn in the hotel room in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
And you never finished it, and I was dying to hear that.
Oh.
Oh.
Diana, don't do that to me.
She's giving you a dirty look?
No, she's...
Yeah, she's
begging?
She's begging.
That's the appeal.
She's in there begging, and...
Oh, come on, you have to let us know.
No, sir, she's...
Sir?
Ma'am. I'm sorry, I'm losing my place in the show.
Diana's over making some gyrations right now.
Diana, now, when you were pointing to that finger, you weren't flipping me off. You're pointing to the fact that you have an engagement ring. What, and has he started listening to the show these days? Has somebody hipped him up to the show, finally? Has somebody hipped him up to the show?
Well, we all know that she was in the bathtub and Daryl was shaving.
Oh, no. Well, you've blown it now, ma'am. You've blown it now.
Hello, there are no children listening. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's Steve Allen.
Diana, I'm done with the subject. I'm moving on.
We're pressing forward.
Thanks, anyway.
All right, hold on just a second. Hold on.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, is this you? No, hold on a second. Hi, is this you? Yeah, okay, no, I couldn't tell you on the air. Yeah, I'm telling you off the air. So anyway, here's what I did. I called into their room, and I said...
Oh, she's running in. She's coming in here. She's coming in here
I'm
right now.
You. I gotta go. Bye. Bye.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Diana,
now, hang on, because you never mentioned the fact that Daryl had finished shaving when I was there.
No, but hey, hold on. That is not what Daryl said to me when I called.
Come on. Like, Daryl's going to ever tell the truth about something.
He's finished shaving, and he was just walking around with a...
No, I'm not going to...
We can't do this anymore?
Okay.
Diana, we won't. Seriously, we won't do that anymore.
All right.
We promise.
We are getting off.
We're getting off this
subject. Getting off the subject right
we won't talk about you and Daryl and play Steve Allen sound.
Okay.
Bye, all right.
Bye-bye. Besides, Mike, what if kids are listening, huh?
Absolutely.
Think about that, huh?
What would the Borg think?
They're blowing up a balloon, you see.
Hi, this is Steve Allen.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you about my fine line of jams and jellies.
What am I doing now? I've screwed up the phones terribly. Hello, anybody there? WJFK. Hello?
speak. Speak.
You know what I did? If I press conference, you hang up on people.
On everybody at one time.
WJFK.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, just fine.
I wanted to let you know I saw an interesting movie. It's called Mystery Train. Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, it's about two Japanese... It's a Japanese couple, and they come over from Japan, of course. They're 18 years old, and they go to Memphis to see Graceland. And it's based around their trials and tribulations.
Do they get thrown out by a bunch of Nazis who try to beat them up?
No, but there are a couple of Nazis in it.
It's about Japanese?
It's two Japanese kids. They're 18.
Are there any big, like, giant lizards or spiders or anything like that?
No, that was Naked Lunch.
Naked Lunch.
What?
That was a different movie.
All right. Godzilla.
Yes. Godzilla.
Pardon my Japanese stereotype right there, but you know, I think of Japan and film, and I think of like Godzilla and that giant flying bug.
That pains me when you do that.
A British guy in it.
Pains me, Mike, when you stereotype our Japanese and Chinese listeners.
I'm sorry, it's very foolish of me, and I please everyone accept my humblest apologies. And hey, let's throw in the apology for playing that terrible Steve Allen sound effect too.
That was in it too.
That was in it.
That the moaning.
The moaning was in it?
Young couple are making love and...
I love you.
You shouldn't say that on this program. The children might be listening.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, and I also got a hold of Tina.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
She hung up on me.
What a surprise.
Yes.
What did you say to her?
Very rude.
What?
After I told her I was calling for Don and Mike, she was very rude, hung up on me.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, when's the giant lizard going to walk into the room?
Next week.
I love what you do for me.
Well, thank you very much.
You all have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Whatever.
Goodbye.
Hello, WJFK.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling to congratulate you. I lost all confidence in you guys when you lost your little control and your manliness when you were talking to Coach Gibbs.
Oh, yeah, okay. Aww. Did we win you back, sir?
I thought you were going to do the same thing when the security guards were coming, but which one of you guys supposedly has the biggest cojones in WJFK?
That's me, Don.
Well, Don... You guys, you made me a believer in you again.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, just let me say that no matter how big my testicles are, if we call Coach Gibbs and he ever answers the phone, I become a wuss right away.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I can't stand up to him. It's like standing up to my father.
I thought you guys were going to run away again, but
We stood up to those security guards.
Hey, plus, we stood up better this time to Coach Gibbs than we have in our previous calls to him.
That's right. Normally, sir, if you haven't heard him, the Coach Gibbs calls would go something like this. He answers the phone.
Yellow.
Yeah.
And then we both kind of go,
and then we just hang up on him. At least we told him who we were this time.
Yeah. Well, hey, your signal is really strong way down in southeast Maryland, so that you can't get it in College Park.
You can get WJFK AM in College Park.
Barely.
Well, hey, what do you want from me? You can get it.
Get a better radio.
Yeah, that's right. Improve your life, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Queen.
You're my queen.
You're my queen, man. Nice to know that we were fully aware of the fact that we did lose a few that day when we were wusses in front of the coach, but it was so sudden, it was so quick.
But I believe we even pointed out how really unmanlike we were. We were like two little girls talking to him.
Yeah.
Hi, Coach. Sorry we woke you up.
Hello.
Goodbye. WJFK.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Track Lighting.
Ooh.
I love that one.
Hey, I just called down to Graceland,
yeah.
And I told the young lady I wanted to do a front side boneless on her squeeze squab.
Yeah.
And she hung up in my face.
Yeah. Nice to know.
I don't even know exactly what that meant. I just think it has something to do with the...
Absolutely.
Hello, W.
We encouraged him.
JFK. We didn't encourage that, though.
No, we didn't.
Hello. What am I doing here? Hello, are you there? Hello, caller. WJFK.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is John from Arlington.
Yes, John.
Hey, I just got off the phone with Tina's receptionist. Yeah. I told her I was working for the president's staff, and then I'm calling about the violation of your civil rights and freedom of speech.
That's believable. I bet she believed you were from Bush's
staff. Oh, I bet she took a hook, line, and sinker.
Well, she ended up hanging up on me, saying Tina wasn't there.
Should have gone all the way, said you were Dan Quayle.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, is Major Bill back on the line?
Oh, boy.
Hello, hey, Major Bill. Major Bill!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, baby! I'll tell you what.
Major, hold on. Put a cork in it. I've got to do a commercial.
Okay.
Come right back with Major Bill Smith.
All right.
Folks, and the replay of the riot in Memphis.
Yeah, baby.
5 o'clock today on WJFK. It's 4:38 right now.
Am I Queen?
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
4:42, good guy time, but now here with sometimes reliable traffic is Stevie.
Good afternoon. Outbound 66 is a slow drive this afternoon, but incident-free. Southbound 95 is quite the drive this afternoon. On the inner loop, we still have a jackknife tractor-trailer to go southbound on 95. On the outer loop, we have a truck leaking fuel to go southbound on 95. Police working to clear an accident, Georgia at Spring Street, Arcola at Kent Mill, and also northbound branch to go on the inner loop. And also in Prince George's County, accident Route 1 at Conti. Good luck at Hanover. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. You are beautiful. It is 4:43.
Just the way you said that was very show busy. You are beautiful, my friend.
I was feeling kind of beautiful, my good man.
You are. Is it the shirt, that attractive shirt you're wearing today that makes you feel beautiful?
You don't like this shirt, do you?
I guess I don't. Maybe I don't. I have poked fun at it.
The last time I wore it, I came down to the lobby of the hotel.
I know how much you love it, and I shouldn't say that.
I very rarely spend any real money on clothes.
I know.
This is one shirt that I spent a few shekels on. I happen to think...
you caught on right from the very beginning,
it's a pretty hot shirt. I came down the first day, and you looked at me, and you went...
Oh, I did.
You did, and you said,
"What?
Roll up the sleeves." You know, you said, "Roll up the sleeves."
Yeah.
That's not a good look for you with your sleeves rolled down. Roll down your sleeves.
And then you defiantly said that you wanted to keep them rolled down. You wanted to keep them rolled down for a little while longer. No, it's a fine shirt.
What's wrong with this shirt?
You know what clothes are? That you feel good in that shirt, right? Isn't that what counts?
Yeah, but if I look like an idiot in the shirt,
you don't look like an idiot.
Why don't you like it then?
I'm not. You like that color. You're much more into the black and purple colors than I am.
I mean,
that's fine, and that's why you're feeling saucy, right? I don't hate the shirt.
You don't like it, though.
I don't.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know.
It's a handsome shirt.
I don't know.
Do you like my shirt, Buzz?
I don't know.
Do you like my shirt?
I like it very much.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
There you go,
I'm
Buzz.
Glad somebody likes my shirt here.
Thanks, Buzz.
Listen, here's what's coming up in the next few. Well, maybe we'll get a T-shirt or something. Would you rather I work in something else?
No. You can keep the shirt on. It looks good.
Here's what we have coming in the next few on WJFK.
All right.
The replay of the Memphis...
I'm sorry. I'll stop. Go ahead.
I think we got a coat in the car if you want.
It's okay. You don't need to put on a coat. The shirt is fine, and you've got your sleeves rolled up, and it looks good.
And the only reason the sleeves are rolled up is because you said to me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think...
Why do they look bad rolled
down?
Roll
them down.
I'm going to roll them down. Why do they look so bad rolled down?
See, Buzz was just... Did you say... Buzz was just going like this.
Shirt looks better with the sleeves rolled up. Why does it look bad if I roll the sleeves down?
Because it's just too much.
What do you mean it's too much?
Well, it's just too much. With the sleeves rolled up, it's just right. With the sleeves rolled down, it's too much.
It's perfect. It's kind of a casual shirt. And it looks very, it looks perfect with the sleeves rolled up as opposed to rolled down.
Screw you both. I am
rolling the sleeves down on it now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Ha, ha, ha. Look at me. Look at my arms. So that's what it is. You think it looks like a disco shirt? Is that what you think?
Yes. Yes. I must be honest with you. Yes, that's what, with the sleeves rolled down, it looks like a shirt from the 70s.
It is a shirt from the 90s. I have just purchased it.
I know, and you paid a lot of money for that shirt.
Yes, I did.
And I was simply saying when I saw you that I thought this shirt should be rolled up. It's just but if you want to keep the sleeves rolled down,
that's okay. The sleeves rolled down. What are you wearing today? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a denim shirt thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I won't say anything. I didn't say anything. I didn't start this.
Well, yes, you did.
I didn't start this.
You started it down in Florida.
Yeah, I did.
I have known all along you don't like this shirt.
How did you know that? I mean, really, because when I came out, I didn't do the side.
You know why normally?
What?
Because normally with each of us,
yeah,
we know each other so well.
Yes, we do.
If I see you wearing a new shirt or a new jacket, I will immediately comment, and you do the same.
Yes.
I saw you. I came downstairs.
Right.
Like a prom date waiting for her date. I came down the stairs like that old game mystery date. I remember I came down to the lobby in Orlando like, look at me, look at my new pretty happy shirt.
Yeah.
And you said,
Roll the sleeves up. Roll the sleeves up.
I apologize.
All right, that's
please
all right.
Accept my apology. I should not have said that.
All right.
I should have let you know, and you keep those sleeves rolled down.
I will. Like,
I won't say anything more about the
I
shirt.
I was not a disco shirt, Mike.
I will not say anything more about the shirt.
I'm not a disco guy.
I know you're not. You're not a disco guy.
I'm a rock and roller man.
Absolutely. It's a rock and roll shirt.
No, it's not a rock and roll shirt. Let's be honest.
Okay.
It's kind of a fruity shirt, but I kind of like it, okay?
That's what's important, right?
Yes.
That's what's important.
Yes.
It's a nice shirt.
And you with your Hollywood Square shirt. You have Mr. Pirate shirt. You have no room to be laughing at me about this shirt.
I've tried to stay lay low during this.
I don't have, you know, I spend good money for this shirt, much more than I normally spend for a shirt.
You spent a lot of money on that shirt.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, good clothes cost money.
I am saying that. That was a statement of fact. Here's what we have coming up in the next few minutes on WJFK.
Okay.
News, damn it.
Now, does it really look that stupid with the sleeves rolled down?
No, it doesn't
tell
look
me
stupid.
That
you know I would give this shirt off my back for you. You know that, right?
You hate it that much? Especially right now.
No, I don't hate it that much. You know something? I really don't hate it that much. I prefer it, and I prefer it with the sleeves rolled up. But if you want to, you know, sit there with the sleeves rolled down, I think that's fine. I think that's perfectly all right.
Do I have a booger hanging out of my nose or something? What is it?
No, you don't. No, it looks fine.
All right.
The shirt looks fine. And I think you know what's important?
What?
You're happy in the shirt. And that's what, see?
There's something about that. When you say that to me, you know what you're saying to me? I read that as, well, Don's happy, but he can't see what an idiot he looks like in the shirt.
Let's not go too far here. Let's not go too far. Okay. Now you're blowing it out of proportion. Are you calling your wife?
No.
Okay. You look fine in the shirt.
My wife has less fashion sense than you do. I'm calling Terry at the front desk.
Terry.
To get an unbiased
third. Absolutely. And right. You know, I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up about. And you know, with the sleeves.
Infinity Broadcasting.
Personal preference.
Okay.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Hey, listen, have you seen my new shirt, my new disco shirt I'm so proud of?
No, I didn't see it.
Come
what do you have on?
Yeah, walk back to the window. You don't like it either?
I didn't really pay any attention to that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Terry, do me a favor. Come back right now. Come to the window, take a look, then run back out to your desk and tell me what you think of my shirt.
Okay, just a second.
All right, here we go. Acid test now, okay?
In the sleeves, it's just personal preference. That's all. Just when I asked you to roll up the sleeves,
okay.
I didn't ask. I said,
you've got to demand it.
Maybe my tone was a little too strong.
Now, where is Terry? How long does it take her to walk from her front desk back?
Well, sometimes she gets one of those very important calls.
Hi, Terry. Okay? Now, there it is. Now, go back out to the phone.
Go back.
Now, she's laughing at me.
She's not.
Yeah, she was laughing at me.
She was laughing. Terry, don't laugh at his shirt.
We'll have a replay of the riot. Yes, Terry.
That's groovy, babe. I like that.
See?
That's groovy.
She likes it groovy.
Do you think it's sexy?
Well, you're sexy anyway.
Well, thank you, Terry.
See?
Oh.
I guess you're glad you asked her now.
Yes, I guess I am.
All right. I'm sorry I even brought up the shirt.
All right, Terry.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
My Sharia more lovely at the end of summer. Whatever. 4:15, WJFK. Here's what we have coming in the next few minutes.
What are we doing next?
Well, now I'm going to roll the sleeves up because now I'm feeling...
Well, I think you know something. You had those sleeves. You tell everybody. You had those sleeves rolled up when you came in today.
Yes, I did.
You like the sleeves rolled up.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I do.
You'd really prefer to have those sleeves rolled down?
Yes, but now I feel subconscious about it, so I'm going to roll them up now to make all my peers happy. Okay, in the next few moments, not only are we going to continue our assault on Graceland...
Yes.
...with the jaws of hell opening up and swallowing them wide...
That's right.
...urging you now to call Graceland and voice your complaint... at 901-332-3322. Or send them a wire or a fax or something.
Right.
Find out their fax number on your own. But here's the number if you want to send them a telegram. It's Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. You're McLean.
You're McLean, man.
Memphis, 38186.
All right.
Also on the agenda, Rudy Martsky, our friend from USA Today, who normally reports on the TV sports scene.
He's hurting right now, right?
Apparently, Rudy was in a car accident over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
He is fine. He has pins in his feet.
Oh.
And we've been told he is on medication.
That could be an interesting conversation.
Well, we'll see if we have time after the riot replay, Mike.
Okay, good stuff.
So Rudy Martsky may be put off until tomorrow's show.
Maybe he'll still be on medication tomorrow.
Now we still have a bus going to Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
We've got to fill that bus up.
Wednesday, we are going up for the Redskins as they break camp at Carlisle at Dickinson College. The Don and Mike Purdy bus.
Woo!
We
have 36 seats to fill. We will be giving away a couple of those seats in the next few moments. All about Major Bill Smith. Hello?
Hello?
Well, this is not Major Bill. Hi.
No, hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi. Buzz, I'm not going to forget news this hour.
Okay.
It's coming up.
All right.
All right.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I called Graceland for you.
Oh, did you? And?
Well, I called the tour department and told them I had a big three-bus trip going up with elderly people, but I didn't think it was safe since they beat a woman up. And she denied the whole thing and said that it...
Well, now, folks, hold on. See, the people who worked at the tour department at Graceland really have nothing to do with the Nazis that kicked us out.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I just wanted them to know that it happened, though.
All right. Well, your heart was in the right
your
place.
Your heart was in the right place.
Answer me a question. If a guy was wearing a brand new shirt that cost him over $60, okay, over $60, would you rather see him with the sleeves rolled up or the sleeves rolled down?
Definitely down on you. Any man that would buy a Star Trek shirt would definitely need to sleep down.
All right, thank you.
Not sure I understand her logic, but she had an opinion.
All right, thank you, though.
You're welcome.
All right, now, is this Major Bill?
Yeah!
Maid!
Hey, baby! Hey, baby! I survived the Memphis riot.
All right, now, Major Bill. Are you all right there, Mage?
I'm all right. I've been enjoying all this.
Okay. Major Bill.
I'm going to have to hurry up to beat me to sue them dudes.
All right, Major Bill, in 1 minute or less, tell me exactly what happened when we left, and tell me where you're at on it now. Go.
Well, go. Number one, it's gotten all over the world. Just had a call from one of your friends in Hawaii who wants to know about it. I had a call from radio from Billboard magazine, wants to know about it. I went back the next day to the scene of the crime, and they avoided me like the plague. But the only thing I regret was when that lieutenant there said, either move along or I'll have to put you in jail. I regret that I didn't say, well, man, give me a ride down to the fine place. But Tina wasn't one to lead the charge. The young guy that first came up leading the charge, let's get a new name in here. His name is Steve Marshall. So that
Steve
gives him
Marshall.
A new name.
Steve Marshall.
Steve Marshall. He was the first guy that come up and told you to cut it.
Oh, that was
and
the guy?
He thought he's kidding you.
Steve Marshall, that was the guy, the very first guy. The first guy
that wouldn't tell us his name until later on.
Now,
But it was...
Yo, your minute's up.
My minute's up. Well,
minute's
I'm
up.
Telling you one thing. I've been enjoying the last 45 minutes listening to you guys.
Well, you've been on hold the last 45 minutes.
But I want you to... Yeah, I've been holding for 45 minutes.
Oh, sorry, man.
The one that protected little Diane, and she will tell you, we were like a tug of war.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. The part about him saving Diane, I got to put him on hold. Hope he's enjoying the show. It's 4:54. Here's Buzz Burbank with news, and when we come back, that's right, it's the replaying. Tell your friends who didn't hear it when it happened on Friday.
You'll hear it, a complete replay of us getting kicked out of Graceland.
The 27-minute riot at Graceland, right after Buzz Burbank now at 5 till 5. Here is WJFK News.
The Republican convention has begun, and the party's platform's already been officially adopted. And even though that platform calls for a constitutional amendment banning nearly all abortions, there's disagreement about that that keeps floating to the surface, like when California Senator John Seymour took to the podium.
I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-family, and I'm pro-job.
Tonight at the convention, speeches from Pat Buchanan and Ronald Reagan. President Bush is on his way to Houston after a stop today in Indianapolis. There, the president was talking to veterans this morning when he said the U.S. has the right to use force to make Saddam Hussein comply with those U.N. resolutions. And he paid tribute to those who fought in Operation Desert Storm.
To put it real simple, we kicked a little Baghdad bully.
Iraq, meanwhile, is suddenly more cooperative. The UN inspectors say they had no trouble on this latest 10-day tour, and that they learned things that will be genuinely helpful in future inspections. Jack Kent Cook is going to the people to get support for his Alexandria Stadium plans. At the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Mr. Cook paid for the handbills that are now posted on bulletin boards and in the athletic department. The handbills carry a headline that reads, Stadium Yes. Permission for the handbills came from Governor Wilder. Mr. Cook is also turning to the pros for help. He's hired a nationally known pollster, two public relations firms, a law firm, and a lobbying outfit to help push the proposal. Would you be willing to leave your kid at a metro station while you pack it off to work? Montgomery County officials today announced plans to build a child care center at the Shady Grove Metro Station. There'll be room for about 100 kids. Companies can buy about half the slots for use by their employees. The rest would be available to the general public on a first-come, first-served basis. It's the first of 8 similar daycare centers planned for metro stations, the idea being to attract working parents to use mass transit. And finally, a nightclub dancer in San Antonio, Texas, says one of the customers got carried away and bit her on the bottom. Apparently, the man was trying to put a dollar bill into Deanna Merriman's G-string. According to him, she backed into his tooth. Whatever happened, the guy ended up walking away with his hand over his mouth, complaining about a loose tooth. Some poor judge will have to sort all this out in court. At 3 minutes till 5, WJFK Sports and Weather next. WJFK Sports, Coach Gibbs says he enjoyed his first football game abroad. It was the 17-15 loss to the 49ers the coach could have done without. For years, Gibbs refused to play a preseason game in Europe because he feared the distractions, but he agreed this year after a vote by the players showed overwhelming support for the trip. The Orioles are off today after yesterday's 15-2 loss to the Kansas City Royals. The loss dropped the Birds 3 games back of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays. WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight, low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now, 72 in Washington, 71 in Baltimore, 75 in Philadelphia, 63 in Boston. This buzzcast brought to you by Euro Motor Cars in Bethesda and Rockville. I'm Buzz Burbank on W.
Well, what's the problem? Don't you like Elvis?
JFK.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, now tell your friends, tell the youngsters, tell the oldsters, tell the fat ones, tell the skinny ones, tell all the short ones, the tall ones.
Gather around, everybody.
The big riot from Memphis will be replayed in its entirety next year on WJFK. It's almost 5 o'clock with Don and Mike, and amazing as it sounds, even with what happened in Memphis,
yes,
we are continuing our world tour.
No, we have not gotten sidetracked with our world tour. We are moving on.
The Don and Mike Beyond Filth Tour.
That's right.
And the Beyond Filth Tour makes its next stop Wednesday in Carlisle.
That's right. The semis, the tractor trailers will be rolling into Carlisle.
Our trip to a Redskins training camp on Wednesday, we'll be bringing up a busload of people, incidentally, is sponsored by the fine folks, Mike, at Jerry's Ford.
Now, you know, Don, you want your car to have the best care possible, and so does Jerry's Ford in Annandale.
Now, this, of course, is not Jerry Lewis. This is not Jerry Van Dyke. This is not Jerry Lee Lewis. This would not be
Jerry you said Jerry Van Dyke already.
Okay, there's Jerry Lewis,
Jerry
Van
Dyke,
Jerry Vale.
Jerry Stiller.
All right, you stopped me with Jerry Stiller.
Thank you.
If you have quality car service to ensure that your car, you know, hey, Ann Mira,
still pretty good to look at.
Huh? Oh, she's in a bikini? Mm. They have quality cars. They have
quality care.
Care service to ensure that your car gets the special care it needs when it needs it at Jerry Stiller Ford.
Jerry Stiller Ford's service technicians aren't just experienced. They're Ford trained.
Just like Ann Mira. And Ann Mara has hundreds of hours of high-tech training under her belt.
Oh, she's well-trained.
And she is up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
If you'd really like to see Ann Mara in a bikini, visit Jerry's Ford in Annandale. In Annandale for quality care. After all, it may be your car, but it's still their baby in Ann Mara's bikini.
And it's Ann Mara carrying that baby. For more information or quality care, call Jerry Stiller's Ford. 703-256-5000. That's 703-256-5000.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM. WJFK.
504 will repeat the riot in Memphis right after Speedy with sometimes reliable traffic.
Good afternoon. If you're on the inner loop, you'll find delays from the American Legion Bridge as you make your way up to 270 Spur. Once past Democracy, everything looks pretty good. Heading eastbound on the freeway, traffic is okay as you make your way to College Park. Prince George's County Police still dealing with a couple accidents, 214 at 202, 410 at Piney Branch as well. In Wheaton, police dealing with an accident, Arcola at Kent Mill. Southbound 395 is pretty heavy at this time. On the inner loop to head southbound on 95, still dealing with that jackknife tractor trailer. I'm Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. Rain on and off tonight, low 67, and cloudy tomorrow. Here's Buzz's ready with forecast. Chance of rain tomorrow. You're McQueen, man.
Yeah, Bill.
I-82. Now it's 72 Washington, 71 Baltimore, 75 Philly. 63 in Boston.
Ooh, chilly.
where Infinity Broadcasting just bought a radio station today. Hats off to us.
And that's something. It's 5:05. Okay, now, let me see which tape this is. I've got one tape, which is of our first show on WAVA.
Very scary.
This is obviously the tape of our first show on WAVA. One of our first shows.
Something very unusual. Music.
WAVA, Stevie Wonder on the news.
Oh, I'm going to save that.
Okay.
We'll save that.
Boy, is that bad.
Wow.
Boy, is that lame.
Seems a million years ago.
But now, Mike, let me start up the WJFK Wayback Machine.
Yes, it's smoking a little more than normal today.
Pull on that big old string. And indeed, it's time now to go back in time, back to last Friday, where you're going to be able to hear the last 27 minutes of our ill-fated broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. And as you listen to this, I urge you to call Graceland at 901-332-3322.
Thank you very much.
Or wire them. Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis, 38186. You're McLean.
I'm McLean, man.
And now, live and commercial-free, not exactly live, taped. Here we go. It's the 28-minute melee in Memphis.
All right.
And now to the tape. This is not live.
See you back in Washington.
Diana, the lady right over there.
Right here?
In the yellow.
Come on over here, ma'am.
No, wrong not lady her. In yellow.
Wrong way, I'm sorry.
Go away, lady. Sorry.
She was kind of looking at me like she wanted to come over here.
Did you want to come over?
Did you want to come over and say something? There's a microphone right there. You can pick that up. Go ahead and talk right into that. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, gentlemen, for covering the Elvis Tribute Week.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
She's yours, Mike.
No, I have nothing more. Is that it? Is that all you wanted to say? Go ahead, ma'am. If you want to say something, you're just waiting, but go ahead. Is there something else you wanted to say?
I just want to tell you guys I appreciate you, and don't forget next year.
Okay, put the microphone down. Thank you very much. The exclusive interview with a woman who had nothing to say.
That was the wrong woman in yellow. What about the woman in yellow we wanted you to get?
Well, that woman in yellow had a long list of nasty words, and she didn't want to come talk to you.
What do you mean? What did she say when you went over there? Come on, just tell me.
She cussed at us, and she said they ought to get their effing butts out of here if they want to talk about the king that way.
That's close, Mike. Yeah.
All right. Where is she? I wish I could see where she is.
Come here, Mike. You can see her. She's right there with the yellow. Hi.
Where is she? She
must be. Come over this way.
Behind the post.
See, she's behind the post right there with the yellow shirt and the aqua slacks on.
Hi, ma'am. How are you? Hope you're enjoying your stay down here.
The whole time when you were talking to those people.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. She is screaming at me.
The whole time.
I love you, man.
The whole time that we were talking to the people about the book.
She was screaming at
me. I see her walking back and forth, pointing at us and yelling and screaming. I tell you what, I want to live dangerously.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I can almost hear
her. I can hear her from here.
If everybody's quiet, we can hear her.
What? What did you say, ma'am? Oh, that was the PA person.
Yeah, go a little closer. We're on delay, aren't we?
Yeah, Cameron, keep your finger
on
the button here.
Don't hit the delay until I instruct you to.
All right.
Just tell me when. All right, there's some profanity I'm going to let go here.
Okay, hi, ma'am, how are you?
Hi. Hi. What did she say?
Did she say, I love Elvis?
I love Elvis.
We love Elvis, too.
I don't have to write no book. I don't want no money from him. I love him. I pay my fare to come here because I love Elvis Presley.
Yeah, right. I think we got one here. Right. Let's give that woman a round of applause.
Diana, bring her over. I want to talk to her.
Bring her over. Come on, bring her. Diana,
don't be afraid of these people.
Jeez. We want to get an exclusive interview with this woman.
For goodness sakes, I spotted this woman a mile away.
I love Elvis. I think she might be from the Caribbean, man.
Hey,
lady, can't we talk to you?
Can we talk to you for a second?
Go back.
What is the problem?
Well, apparently she's with some people that are here kind of taking care of her, and they don't,
Is she nuts?
I think so. Please don't make me go back.
Go find out.
Right?
Yeah, find out if she's from, like, a hospital or something. Well, you know, where she is from. She is.
We want to know where you guys are from. No, you don't want to know. You're just making up. You're making up a game out of this.
No, ma'am, we're not making a game. Get out of here. I'm getting out of here now.
All right, we're fine. You know, I just saw one of those nursing-type ladies that was...
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
You better put the maid.
The maid wants to go on the radio.
Major Bill, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is our mystery guest.
All right.
Our surprise guest, Major Bill Smith.
Well, I tell you, that mom over there was preaching the gospel. She said she loved Elvis Presley.
Yes, she did. And
we
you
all
did
love
too.
Elvis Presley. I was hoping that that Elvis is dead couple there, they read off real fast. I asked her if she could read upside down. Oh, Elvis lives over here.
Elvis lives, and of course, for those of you that
Bill
don't know,
over here has Major, a very
all right, somebody turn his microphone off. We'll be right back with Major Bill Smith, live from Memphis on WJFK. He's our special guest. It's 4:32.
WJFK.
All right, time for another Elvis Minute, an Elvis memory.
Oh, I mean, instantaneously, I know this one.
How do you distinguish this from the hamburger, from the peanut butter and nana, from the pork chop? What is this?
Catfish. This is catfish frying.
You're doing it every time.
I know Elvis's sounds, and I love these Elvis moments. I've been able to identify all of them.
You are Kreskin. You're my queen, man.
You're my queen, man.
Good chance of rain tonight. Hey, this is now from the Buzz Burbank Ready Whip Weather Center.
Oh, boy.
Buzz is feeling better, so he's off the NyQuil and back on the Ready Whip again.
Giggle, giggle.
Low tonight, 65. Yeah, ask Buzz what he wants to do tonight.
You want to go to the grocery store? Come on, we can find the dairy aisle and get some of that Ready Whip.
Hey, want to go to Food Lion?
Food Lion.
Kroger? For the weekend, rain likely both days with highs are in the 70s. It's 73 right now back there where you are, and it's 79 here in Memphis.
Beautiful day here in Memphis, Tennessee.
With Don and Mike on WJFK. Uh-oh, here comes...
Oh, it's here Elvis. It's Elvis Security.
Here comes Graceland Security.
Buzz, what are they asking
Daryl,
here?
Daryl, mic this conversation.
Mic this conversation so we know what's going on. Let's make sure. Turn what off? The whole thing right now? What?
Why?
What? Wait, no, we're broadcasting live back to Washington, D.C. as we speak, sir.
You're shutting us down? You can't shut us down.
Wait, we've got
clearance. We have some permit to be here?
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
We pay money for satellite time. We can't just cut it off.
Yeah, we need it from a hired authority, sir. We
somebody
really
who
do.
Shaves.
Somebody perhaps who has actually shaved in recent history. We need it from a hired authority. We're doing a live broadcast back to Washington, D.C. Okay?
Hey, listen, whatever you do, let's not break away, folks.
Yeah, we're going to stay with us and find out what's going on. Sir, we were here 5 years ago and did the exact same broadcast at the exact same site. We had no problem, and we're doing our show.
Why is there
a problem
today?
No, we can't do that because we're kind of broadcasting on the air right now.
We've got to do a live show. I mean, if you want, we'll sit here for the next 2.5 hours and just have the stare down with you live on the air. We're not trying to be jerks. We just like to know what the problem is, please.
We're just having a happy little radio show, doing it broadcasting live by satellite back to Washington.
We can't turn it off.
We can't turn it off. There's a lot of money that's involved with this here. That's why we've gotten our permits to come down here and broadcast live.
Months in advance.
Months in advance. All right.
I answer to a higher authority.
Like the spirit of Elvis, the spirit of the king. Hi, Mage.
Mage, will you help us out on this?
Mage, come on. You've got a
few.
Who
is this gentleman here? Would you identify yourself? I'm Major Bill Smith. That's who I am. They all know me down here.
Yeah,
I'll guarantee
Bill.
You that, baby.
That's right.
All right.
They all know me. This guy knows me. Everybody knows me. What is your name?
What have we done that's so bad today?
Well, that's what we're curious about. You know, anything that we've done, you can tell us on the air what we've done.
What have we done that's so bad?
And if you can't tell us on the air what we've done, then we wonder what we've done at all.
I'd like to know who the man is.
Yeah, I'd like to know who he is, too.
What is your name, sir?
Are you manager of one of the Elvis shops here?
Are you director of Elvis Presley Security for the shopping center?
What is your name?
Well, what is your function, sir? We're just curious.
This is the kind of radio drama that people have come to expect from the Don and Mike show.
You know, it's a little taste of the old days. It's little taste of Disney, isn't it? This is amazing.
Do you know me? You don't know me?
Go ahead, Mage. Take it away.
Well,
Major
Bill
Smith is defending us.
Do you mind giving your name? You don't care to? You come down and tell the guys to go off the radio without giving your name?
Yeah, we're very curious as to why that is.
I know you're not Jack Stone.
No,
folks, thank you, Todd Morgan.
I have to tell you now, a lot more security people are coming down here, including
Elvis
Penn, and we're just kind of curious as to what the problem is.
The problem is
we've been asked to shut off our broadcast, and we're on the air right now, live, going back to Washington. We were here 5 years ago, did the exact same show in the same site. And this man came up and asked us to shut down our broadcast.
We just don't know why.
And we want to know why. We don't know why, and we're curious as to why that is, and he won't tell us.
We have all the permits and everything. Everything's been taken care of months in advance.
I have to tell you, just...
See, this is the...
What have we done that's made us lose our permit?
We're interviewing this gentleman.
This gentleman's been part of our show for 7 years.
So?
Not on our property.
Is there a reason why he can't be...
Hold on, Diana, hold on. 5 years ago, let me tell you something right now.
But that's history.
Five years ago.
5 years ago ain't going to cut it today, though.
You did not have Major Bill.
Sorry.
Major Bill is staying Elvis Presley's alive.
Major Bill was with us 5 years ago.
Is that a crime?
Is this the reason you're kicking us out, Major Bill Smith?
No, I understand from some of the fans that you've also said derogatory things about Elvis and made fun.
Oh,
never.
You're going to cut somebody off the air because they say Elvis Presley is alive? We sang a duet of Amazing Grace at 2 o'clock day before yesterday morning. Now, how about them apples?
I got to tell you, this is great radio. Lady, you're giving me the best radio you could give me. No. No, I'm not signing it off. So I'm not signing it off. You will have to call security, ma'am. You will have to chain me to get me out of here.
And I got
to
tell you something.
Yes, I am.
We're just having a fun little radio.
We are just having fun.
Media is getting such a bad name because of you guys.
Lady, let me tell you something. We're like you.
People like you that are giving us a hard time. We're just doing a radio show.
You're a little too uptight.
You're on our property.
You are so uptight. I could loosen you up. If you went out to dinner with us, you would love us by the end of the evening. You are way too uptight.
I would like to have some names. I would like to have some names because you say because Major Bill Smith is on this microphone. I've been on every microphone in the United States of America.
That's your freedom, sir. You're born under
okay.
the
first amendment. Okay. Talk about Geraldo, man. Talk about Geraldo.
This is amazing. Hey, is this great or what?
You have orders.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Oh, we're back on.
Hey, you got to do one thing.
Stop it.
Hold on, folks.
That was me. Folks, I accidentally...
God, I thought they, like, pulled the plug or something like that.
I accidentally put my finger on a button. I should.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Grayson. We're about to be thrown out of this
joint. No, we're not, Mike.
Well, these big guys are coming around in back of us right now. We're going to stay
Somebody
until
get
the last
police?
Possible minute.
Hey, don't touch anything there, pal. Pal!
Yeah, that is our property. You can't touch our property.
Excuse me! Somebody call the police!
Get the police here!
Police!
We need police!
Police!
Police protection!
Police! The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away!
Let me see if I can do a little play-by-play here.
Hello?
Oh, we're still on.
I would guess that we probably got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8 security people, including
police!
And now, yes... Where was the last place we were thrown out of? I'm trying to think.
Disney World.
Yeah, it was Disney World. So now we're awaiting the
Lady,
proper authorities.
You are way too uptight. What, Major Bill?
All right, now Mage is getting a little upset. Yes, Mage.
I've only heard one name around here, and that's Major Bill Smith. How about somebody giving me some names?
That's right.
I'd like to have some names of these people right here. In fact, I asked this man over here a while ago for a name, and he wouldn't give me a name.
So the deal is this.
Of their name?
What they're trying to do, Don, is they're trying to stop our broadcast. Hold on.
We're doing a show. We have Major Bill Smith.
And there's the guy.
Pal, don't touch that microphone. I am not intimidated by your boys. I am not leaving. Call the police.
Now we are waiting with the security here as the store security people surround our little broadcast site live from Memphis, Tennessee, broadcasting directly across the street from Memphis. And Diana is doing
I think this is Todd Morgan.
All right. And can I say something, Don? I think at this point that our relationship with everybody is probably at its high point right now.
Well,
absolutely.
I want to say while we're still on the air, we have done nothing. We have done absolutely nothing today.
We were
to merit these tight asses coming over and pulling our plug.
We were sitting here doing our little radio show, talking to the maids, and all of a sudden this guy came up out of nowhere.
Diana, don't let him get in there.
And said, shut it down. Shut it down.
Now, here's the deal. Hey, don't touch that.
We're waiting for the proper legal authorities here.
Excuse me. Hey, listen to this now. Hold the microphone, please.
We are awaiting the proper authorities as Diana is wrestling with these guys.
The wireless on?
We got both of them on?
Can we get both?
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300.
You're on, Don.
I can't hear anything, boys.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Cameron, are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Cameron, we're now talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug. Now, wait a minute. Now, they roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Now, we're still staying here, and we're staying here until the proper authorities get here, because this so far, we did not do anything wrong. We were doing our broadcast. We were having very pleasant conversations with people, and all of a sudden, this guy resembling Beaver Cleaver came over and basically instructed us to shut down.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone? This is great radio at its peak.
Somebody clear the security out of here.
Thank you.
All right, boys. See you later. Hey, good job. Job well done, security guys. Job well done. You beat up a woman. Nice going. Are you okay, Diana?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, tell me the truth. What happened?
They roughed me up. If they roughed me up, these people here can verify it. And they practically knocked this poor woman down when they're trying to...
Wait a minute. The crowd is on Diana's side. They roughed her up. What was that?
Call a lawyer.
Call Simons and Kirk. Simons and Kirk right now.
We got a friend. We got a lawyer.
Well, listen, folks, I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis. I got to tell you something. We were down here doing our show, having the same good time we always have in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, and this guy, for absolutely no reason, came out of the blue and told us to shut things down, and, well, what an interesting day it's been, Don.
Mike, I think that this can all hinge to the crazy woman in the yellow shirt. Listen to what's going on now.
Hold on. Now there's a lady that's yelling at Diana right now, a very large woman. I would say if you were a betting man and you were going to go up weight against weight, you wouldn't want to do it with this one.
I am so angry, I could take her.
Oh, now Major Bill wants the phone.
Well, I thought I was steering these people to death down here, but I didn't realize 5 years ago they put 5 policemen and 3 horses on me. This time they come down here, and it's all because of Major Bill says that Elvis Presley is alive. Man, wait till I talk to Elvis Presley. I will tell this dude, man.
Hey, how the hell did Hello, are we still on? How the heck did Major Bill get the phone? Is this still on the air?
He's
finding out right now.
You're still on.
Wait a minute. Are we still on?
You're still on, Don.
Okay, we are still on the air.
I got to tell you, normally you find controversy with umpiring decisions in the World Series, world affairs, political events, but I've got to tell you, the controversy today exists at Graceland here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the shopping center, and Major Bill is blowing a gasket.
Major Bill is yelling something about Al Gore, Dan Quayle, Tipper Gore. What about them, Mage?
It sounds like Quayle and Tipper Gore going at it down here today. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a radio or a TV show emulate from Graceland that's called Emanate.
There you go, man.
Take place. But this is something.
Thank you, Major Bell. Well, I've been told by Daryl that we're still on now. We've been given 15 minutes to pack our gear and get out. At this point, we're going to terminate our Graceland broadcast. And for the next 2 hours, you'll be listening to, hell, I don't know, music, best of, something like that.
Hey, Don, we have...
When we get to a decent payphone or an opportunity, we will call back and give you a report on what has transpired today. But if you just tuned in, we have been thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center with our little broadcast, our little WJFK family, thrown out across the street from Graceland. Yeah, we were planning on sticking around for another couple of hours, but no, they've thrown us out, and here comes security.
All right, here comes security. Now we're going to try to stay with you. You know, I feel like Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake.
Let's stay. I think we should stay on the air until we get thrown out of here.
All right, we're going to stay with us now. All right. Major Bill, as I speak, is addressing the crowd much like Jerry Falwell.
Major Bill resembling some of those street sermon people you see on the streets of New York City.
Okay, now it is. Let me do a time check here at WJFK FM and AM. 3 minutes until 5 o'clock. Well, now we have a tough decision to make. Do we stay here and fight it out via telephone? Because all I got to do is pull the phone plug and we're dead.
That's right, but I think it's really worth it staying on the air here and letting everybody know what's going on.
What's that?
Satellite's still running. Nothing's going into it.
So we still have the satellite time. All right, well, then let's break for commercials. Well, no? No, you don't think that's a good idea, Daryl? Tell me, what, Daryl?
They will eventually find the phone lines in the back of the building and yank the plugs.
All right, well, then we'll stay alive as long as we can.
Let's stay alive, and really, you know, I mean, much like Bernard Shaw in Baghdad, we are going to stay with you as long as we possibly can. The updated version is this. They have pulled the plug on our system down here, but we do have phone line communication, and the security personnel here at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, including a very, very mean lady, attempting to throw us off the premises, and we're a little surprised at the whole thing, but then again, nothing surprises me after this many years.
Well, to recap, Mike, we're doing our happy little show here. Suddenly a woman came over and screamed, "That's them." The security people came over, told us we were kicked out. Then Diana very bravely stood in front of the plug that contained the juice for the WJFK radio station.
I want to compliment Diana Stillman, our producer, who sacrificed her body as those big burly security guards were attempting to pull the plug. She sacrificed her body, threw herself in front of them, and because of that, received some injuries.
And folks, this is like something you would see on Cops. Maybe Rescue 911. Maybe you heard it as one of the ruffian security officers came over and attempted to take the microphone out of my hand.
Don, now a woman has come up to me and said that we could both tend to lose a few pounds, and that's why it's such a special moment here. The several irate people that are bursting through the crowd, including the woman who challenged Diana to a little duel a little earlier.
Hey, is that the woman that? Hey, lady. She could stand to lose a few pounds herself.
Well, there are a lot of people down here, including ourselves, who could stand to lose a few pounds, but that's not the issue, Don. The issue is we're being thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, and I still, to this moment, don't know exactly why.
All right, folks, listen, in case our lines of communication are cut, as Daryl tells me they will be any moment from now, let me give that Prodigy number again. It's KBT G47B. If you want to communicate via computer, in case we don't come back.
And can I say I am so thoroughly disappointed that this all had to happen before you and I were able to take our wireless microphones across the street and find the Elvis cured my hemorrhoids part of the wall.
Can I just say that if Elvis Presley were alive, Elvis Presley would not appreciate the way Don and Mike have been treated today at Graceland.
It's the brotherhood of entertainment, Don, and Elvis would recognize us being entertainers, that we're just trying to do the best kind of radio that we possibly can, and I tell you, he would frown upon all those security personnel.
Well, I guess what we're going to do is tough it out.
I think really
one telephone and six people here sharing it.
I think really the best thing to do, what I really think we should do is just basically wait till we get arrested for being on the property. I think now I know you gave me a little discouraging look there, but what the heck, you know? I think this is it's those moments that you have to stand up and fight for your rights.
Now, Mike, a very odd happening is occurring. As we are speaking, we are repowering. As we speak now, we are covertly turning back on the WJFK transmitter and turning back on the microphones that they came over and turned off.
I think we should actually secretly do the broadcast, maybe not put the headphones on, and just casually begin the broadcast again.
And I'm all for, you know, First Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights, but for God's sake, I don't want to go to jail because I was kicked out of Graceland. I'm afraid you'll be going to jail by yourself tonight.
Well, you were in jail the last time we were here in Memphis. I can understand what you're dealing with, but I'm willing to go to jail for the good of the show.
Well, Mike, as a hardened criminal, somebody who's been arrested in Memphis before for a traffic violation nonetheless, I can tell you how tough the Tennessee prisons are.
Are they tough? You were playing poker with the cops down here the last time when you had that little driver's license problem.
All right, so they're really not so tough. It's 5:02. WJFK. Now I see more security guys. Hey, let's see if Buzz Burbank can give us a recounting of what's happened in his own new style. Here's Buzz.
Well, as near as I can tell, this started when some people were escorting a woman who appeared to be mentally disturbed walking past the broadcast. The people who were escorting this woman felt that the broadcast exacerbated her condition somehow, aggravated her condition. They were so upset by it that then I think it was they who reported this broadcast to security. I don't know how much of the broadcast they were able to pick up. Apparently the tone of the broadcast disturbed them somewhat, but moreover, the person they were escorting, the woman described earlier as the woman in the yellow shirt, who appeared to be mentally disturbed, was further aggravated in their estimation by the presence of the broadcast. It was their report to security that brought the officials down on us, and that's the best I can tell from this point in Memphis.
Good job, Buzz. Now, not only are we in trouble because of the obviously mentally disturbed woman in the yellow shirt, and hey, if she's mentally disturbed, what is she doing walking down the street yelling at us, okay? She started it. Am I not right about that?
Yeah, and of course, Don and I, not being mental health professionals, we were unable to properly identify that particular fact. We simply thought she was one of the more overzealous Elvis enthusiasts down here that occasionally have a little problem with the tone of our broadcast, and really, the tone, not necessarily the detailed content.
Also remember, as they said, it wasn't only the tone, it was the fact that Major Bill Smith was appearing with us.
What? Yes, Daryl?
Here comes a police car. All right, Mike, are you ready? Attica! Attica! Hold on, is the police car coming in here?
Let me say that I do see a police car. I saw it come around the corner, but the lights are not on. I don't think the guns will be drawn either. You know, we're not dealing with a major offense here. We're just trying to figure out why they had to go and do this, because I am sure how many radio shows, we did this a long time ago, also there have been radio shows here for a long time. If they have a trouble with our tone, wait a minute, Buzz has an update.
We are now looking for the piece of paper, the letter from Graceland that gave us permission to be here. We have written permission from Graceland to be here, and we intend to present that to the police when they arrive. Oh, well, we don't have it?
I got a number for the Beckwith people and a contact here at Graceland.
What? Yes? Diana, give me the excuse on this.
No, there is no excuse, but Dan has the letter back at the station, and he can fax it to somewhere down here. We can still prove it.
I don't think they even have fax machines. They're so backwards down here.
I agree with you. I think we're actually going to be here without a legal document saying we should be on the property. And I say, Don, we're going to spend the night in jail. And you know something? It's something I've never done. I've really looked forward to it.
I'm not spending the night in jail. I'll tell you that.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Where's that old fire?
Oh, Diana's got the form?
I got it right.
All right, let me read it. Dear Diana Silman, thank you for your fax, and this is from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles. As we discuss, we will be pleased. Yes, Buzz. Oh, as we discussed, we will be pleased to work with you on your Friday, August 14th broadcast from Memphis from 1 till 5. As you know, no broadcasting or taping is allowed on the Graceland grounds. We will, however, be happy to provide you with space and a table with chairs in Graceland Plaza, directly across the street from the mansion. Phone lines and all equipment are your responsibility. Please have the phone company contact Ms. Debbie Johnson. Oh, they're gonna. What was that?
The telco guy's going around back to cut your wire.
Oh, no.
I love you, Frida. I love you, boy. I won't let them get it out of me. Frida, if I have to spend the night in jail for your husband, I will do so gladly. So long, everybody.
Anyway, the letter is from the Beckwith. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? The Memphis police are here. The police are here, for God's sakes. Hi, well, we're all kind of in charge together. We don't want to cause any problems. Okay, he wants to speak to someone in charge. That would be Diana.
Diana, right now, is going to speak to the local Memphis authorities as we continue to talk to you on the telephone. We have been informed by one of our satellite guys down here that they're actually going to shut down our phone lines. We're not sure. Daryl? You stay here, Daryl. You stay here. We need somebody to monitor whether we're going to be on the air or not. Are we still on the air broadcasting live?
Yeah, you're on the air, guys.
I hope we are. Daryl,
let me just take this minute before we go off the air. Let me just say, Daryl wanted to run after Diana to make sure she's okay. I'm sure she's fine, but Daryl, I wanted to take this moment to point out, when I called your room this morning, she was in the bathtub, and he was shaving at the same time. Maybe that's why he sprinted after her like that.
Oh. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and...
And that's it.
That's the tape, folks.
And that's it.
Wow.
And we were out of there.
Man. What a flashback.
All right, now, I'm turning the Wayback Machine off again, Mike. And now that he has heard it all, joining us in the studio for the first time since he's heard the entire broadcast is WJFP Vice President, General Manager, Kenneth Stevens.
You brought his fanfare back.
Yes, I did.
That's neat.
Yes, I did, because he's been paying us recently for the live commercials
we've
been
doing. I'm mad now. Now I'm mad.
Oh, now you've heard it, now you're mad?
No, I didn't even hear it. I spent the last half hour on the phone being threatened by some redneck from Memphis.
Yeah.
No, not from Graceland, even.
Really?
Thought he was originally. That's how he got through to me.
Uh-huh.
Then he kind of points out that he's just a redneck.
Just some guy?
I was there. I was one of the lucky ones. Used to run with Elvis. Like, I never pictured Elvis as a runner, but I don't think
karate,
that's
maybe.
What he meant.
Karate, maybe.
Oh, then he starts, you know.
You're my queen, Ken.
He's being polite for a minute. Then I started to tell him that basically you pay tribute to Elvis your way, and they'll pay tribute to Elvis their way. And he started on me. Yeah? Well, you come down here. I know your name.
Yeah, let me write your name down again.
This is just a guy out of the blue that called you?
Yeah. You guys are like, you've gotten into this Elvis cult down there.
These well, now, Mike,
scary, I'm telling you.
Didn't you have a guy call you in the hotel who was an Elvis fan who was not
actually,
mad at us?
A guy, I think, from Herndon that was president of an Elvis Presley fan club around the area. And he was telling me that, you know, they understand the broadcast that we do, and he's a big fan of Elvis. And what they did to us was completely unjustified.
Next hour, former sportscaster on this program. And also Raymond Burr and the Squirts.
Oh, my.
Making their first appearance on the show. We also have a tape of the first day that we were working together when we called a guy named Dr. Fang Boner. And we got all kinds of mileage out of that, baby.
All right, nothing has changed.
Something, and what's this, a chain letter? Don and Mike receive a chain letter, call the person who sent it. She denies knowledge of it, but received one too. Rude husband. Take a call about the letter. That's something we did on the first day of the show.
Okay.
So we'll hear all of those in the next hour, I guess, along with Big Al, Al Goodman, coming up in the next hour.
I can't wait to talk to Al.
Here's a tape of Bart. Bart, little boy, much littler than he is now, from, I guess, maybe 7 years ago.
At McDonald's. And there are millions of prizes left, like City.
Hello.
He's the magic of Frank.
3-year-old whose voice was deeper than that, of course, is my son Bart. I can seriously tell you that he's changed my life, and I think we've all listened to him grow up on the Zoo Show over the past couple of years.
How come that's going so fast? How come I'm talking so fast?
That's the magic of Frank. Frank actually reached out and touched the show.
Here are some of my favorite memories with my son Bart. One time when he wouldn't hang up the telephone, and later when he had a Damien-like tantrum and his head spilled off, and he pushed his mother off a railing, and he was on his little bicycle, just like the movie Damien. Well, anyway, here's my great son, Bart. Hour 105, WABA. Bart! Hey, Bart.
I'm my daddy.
Hi, Bart. He picked up the phone by himself, and I've been talking with him now. It rang 4 times, and he picked it up, and I've been now on the phone with him during that entire song, trying to find out if she's there. I need to talk to her. Bart, is your mommy there?
Yes.
Or can you tell mommy that daddy's on the phone?
Okay, I'll phone.
Yeah, tell mommy that daddy's on the phone.
My phone. Daddy.
Frustrating situation, isn't it?
Would you go upstairs and tell mommy that daddy's on the phone?
My mommy.
Yeah, yeah. Bart?
Bart's just downstairs on the extension.
Are you watching your Mickey Mouse movie? Bart?
Hello, my daddy.
Hello, Bart. Are you watching your Mickey Mouse movie?
Hello, my daddy.
Hello, Bart.
Hello?
Hello. Are you watching Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I talk to mommy, please? Bart, can I talk to mommy?
The kid's in control right now. I kind of dig this. This is funny.
My mommy?
Yeah, your mommy.
Hi, mommy.
No, I'm not mommy's on the phone.
Hi, mommy.
Is mommy in the kitchen? Is mommy upstairs in the kitchen? Bart?
Oh, you little pop there.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye. I think you'll hang up the phone now.
Now, where's the one with him yelling?
Is where's the meltdown?
Okay, hang up the phone.
Yeah, good boy. Got a slight problem at home.
What's going on?
Bart won't leave to go to the grocery store with Mommy until he talks to Daddy on the radio.
Well, you can understand that.
Music Power 105, hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you're on the radio now.
But I want to be at the radio station.
Oh, you want to be at the radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. You got to go to the grocery store with Mommy. What? Bart?
I think he wanted to come to the radio as opposed to...
Oh, jeez.
You think, would a high Bart get him out of this? Would I
know?
No.
Hey, Bart?
You want to talk to him?
You don't want to talk to him?
All
right, I'm hanging it up. I'm hanging it up.
Tell him. Bart? Bart, Daddy will see you when I get home today, okay?
Like a cat.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bart. Bart. Bart, Daddy's going to hang up if you're not a big boy. Bart?
Sorry, Daddy. We'll work out this problem and talk to you later.
Hey, wow.
Oh, my God. I'm being attacked. Okay, wait.
Bart. Bart, hey, you. Bart, don't you scream at Mommy.
Sounds like a little trouble over there today.
That's the one where you got to that one level, that one pitch where it was like, wow.
Just like over the next 10 years, I hope to have those same conversations with your daughter.
She doesn't have a contract yet.
We got a break. We'll be right back. In the next hour, we'll hear of Mike doing Charlie, I think, if not for the first time, one of the very first times on the program. And Raymond Burr and the Squirts and, Al Goodman.
All right.
Big Al coming up in the next hour along with the Morning Zoo Wrap. We'll be right back as we continue to celebrate a decade of service.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Serving America since 1985. The Don and Mike Show 10th anniversary.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thanks for listening in Long Island, New York, every afternoon on WGBB. In Cleveland, every day from 3 till 7 on WERE. And thank you for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. More memories, more memories, more stuff, more tapes. More behind-the-scenes stuff from our 10 years of a decade of service together.
You know, our fearless leader has made his way into the studio, and he immediately discovered the stool test that Sherry brought in as a gift. That was a gift from Sherry to us for our anniversary.
Ken, because we care, we will share that with you.
Oh, this is it. Who's using this?
Well, I think we're all going to share
it's
it.
It's a group.
Passing it around. Yeah.
Simultaneously.
I thought so.
Here is Ken Stevens, our boss now.
Listen, have you ever... forgotten your wife's anniversary?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, see, so you got us.
But,
you got us.
Yes,
there.
I did, but I can't deliver the little present I had for you today.
Oh, you can't?
Right.
So why? Did you bring in a picture of it or something?
It's sort of not ready yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't as easy to come up with as I thought it
was. It's not dry?
Could you just go to the ATM?
But that would be so crude.
Well,
cash is such a...
Oh, not for us, though.
Such a welcome gift. I'm trying to improve your... Your
image?
Yeah.
That can't be improved.
Refine your taste.
So when do we
cash
get...
Cash is not everything.
It is to us.
When, so there'll be like a little bit of your anniversary celebration extending into tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
But believe me, it's a very small gift, so...
Now, if we could talk about... We expect nothing less from you. If we could talk about Rob A. for a second, about him, the hook and ladder thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
Why? Yeah. Now, why can't this be done? Why can he not be the human piñata?
I guess, apparently, at the last minute, the insurance company discovered that with him being as high as he's going to be off the ground...
What if it's 2 feet? What if it's 2 feet?
I think a foot or two is okay, because I think what they're worried about is that he'll fall on someone.
Well, we just want him at the level where he can be hit.
Wait, you mean the insurance company is seriously worried that Rob is going to fall on somebody?
Yes. Really? I mean, had to put down, you know, height, weight, the whole thing. He's sort of like a dangerous object.
Now, he could...
From that height.
I don't think he can hurt himself falling that distance, and it'll be high enough where people will be able to strike him with their Nerf bats.
Here's a question, though. If we wanted to go higher, what if we put the dwarf up? Because now we got a dwarf on the show. Have you seen him walking around today?
Yeah.
His name is Scott.
So you're now if he was,
now if he's a littler guy, couldn't he theoretically go higher up?
No, right. They measure not from your head but from your feet. You see, it's how far his feet are from the ground. I think.
Oh.
Not the distance from, you know, the top of the crane to the guy's head.
All right, well,
then we can still use Rob A.
We'll stick with Rob A then, so that's okay if he's just a couple feet. Because the goal
is... the idea is that he needs to be able to spin around like a pinata does, right?
Yeah, when
if he was 5 feet up, he'd be too high for people to hit him anyway.
He's got
to
be in the harness tomorrow. That's right. The main thing.
He's going to be hanging.
That's he can hang, just not from a height where him landing on someone would cause, you know, broken bones.
All right, so the pinata show is still on for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Then. All right.
Bravo!
I'll hail the big pinata.
That's great.
All right, thank you.
All right,
so you'll be happy anniversary.
Thank you,
Ken. Congratulations, and you'll be looking for a small token of
a small token.
Nice team tomorrow.
Right. As I said, we expect nothing less.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ken. Always a pleasure.
Why should today be any different than any other day?
There he goes, the man that brightens our day.
Here you go. Here's a man that'll brighten your day. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey.
Hey, it's Jim Elliott.
Hey, Jimbo. Hi.
Keeping my legendary status alive in D.C., everybody else probably thinks that I passed on to that great radio wasteland in the sky, but my buddies Don and Mike keep playing bits with Gladys.
Oh, yeah.
Keep talking about me. I hear all about it, and I thank you.
Thank
you. Congratulations!
Thank you, and we thank you. You know what? Because Jim Elliott was the first DJ that we ever feuded with when we were working together in the morning, because Jim Elliott was our first competition in the morning.
That's right. That's right.
And now look at this now. Now we're like friends with them.
Yeah, look, if the Israelis and Arabs can do it, if the Russians and Americans can do it, sure as hell Jim Elliott and Don and Mike can do it.
Are you still a high-powered record executive, Jim?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike. Arista Records is coming off of its best month ever. We did... well over $60 million.
I didn't need to get that information, Jim. I just wanted to ask if you were still
I'm now in promotion. I'm not in, you know, if you ask me to do radio, I can give you the whole shtick. But yes, we're doing very well. I won't mention all of our acts except for Whitney's new album and Kenny G and Tony Rich.
Kenny G.
Listen, guy, Kenny G, yeah, it's amazing. It really. Last year, we came out with that Christmas album. Here's a little Jewish boy from Seattle. Nice man. Wonderful man. In 1 month, in 4 weeks, this album sold over 4 million copies. And last week...
Hey, sunshine.
It was, hey, it's the number 6 selling album in America, and it's making us all money, and we love it.
Who is the name of that? I got a question that I've never asked you before. What was the name of that that racer guy that you used to do the commercial
for? Carmine Abatello.
Was it Carmine Abatello? At Free State Raceway, when you used to do the...
Carmine Abatello.
Carmine Abatello.
Here's a tape that Jim Elliott would like hearing. Gladys Vincent.
Come on, Jake.
Honey baked ham.
Come on, Jake. You want to write. Serve your dog on
the... Boom, 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 boom.
Wake up.
See, Gladys was a lady, just a regular lady, who Jim used to have on his show. And Jim used to delight when we would go on vacation. Jim would do the morning show, and Jim would spend a lot of time discussing with Gladys how he should be doing the morning show instead of us. Hey, Jim, I understand you used to work for Ken Stevens.
Yes, I did, for a very brief period of time in the transition right before I came to join you at WAVA.
Where did you work for Ken Stevens at?
Ken, I was at B106, where you are now, was the old B106.
All right.
And the station was sold to Infinity. And Ken came in as the GM, and I could tell that Top 40 was not going to be a long-term proposition at the house on Main Street. So that's when I talked with Mark St. John, who then hired me to sweep up the control room after you guys left the air every
day. Hey, man. Listen, Jim, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys.
10 years now. We've been together 10 years.
That is amazing. God bless you. And much content. How many stations are on the network now?
43.
That's incredible.
Thank you, Jim.
Next year, it's 143. Much success. Happy holidays to you and everybody in D.C.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jim Elliott, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, listen, to some of you who haven't heard the show before, you might think, well, what's the big deal? You don't know, that guy 10 years ago.
Sure.
That guy was the enemy.
Absolutely.
10 years ago, when we started at Washington, he had... the number one rated morning show,
Elliott and Woodside.
The show they said could never be beaten in
the
ratings.
That's right. It's for a long, long time, they were at the top of the heap.
And I would like to ask Alan Goodman
Al, how long did it take us to beat Elliot and Woodside?
And without me, you guys would have never done it. Hello, Dee. Hello, Al.
Oh, no.
How are you guys?
Here he is. It's Jerry.
Hello, Al.
All right.
How are you? Congratulations on your 10 years.
Thank you, Al.
I think it is. How long did it take us? I think we took them out in about 90 or 120 days.
Yeah, it was 120 days.
It was like taking candy from babies.
Listen, Al, how long did it take us to take him out?
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, P.T. Barnum.
Congratulations on your 10th year. I was thinking 10 years. It was so long ago. I can't believe it. It was only 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I was thinking what precipitated your and Michael getting together. And I wanted to review a story with you, if you don't mind me taking a minute.
Sure.
Your success is the consequence of a much forgotten rooster.
Oh, the Charlie and Harrigan rooster.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know if I ever told you this. Mike, can you do a noise like a rooster?
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Tell your story, please.
But if it wasn't for the rooster, you guys would have never gotten together.
Okay, why is that?
Because when I had hired Charlie and Harrigan, one of my better hires, and one of the things I wanted to do was create a zoo atmosphere.
We have already documented the horrendous mistake you made by hiring Charlie and Harrigan.
No question about it.
They already know that.
No question. And so to give them some life, I actually put a rooster in the studio. And every time the rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, somebody would call in and be the 10th winner and win $100.
You were a genius, Al.
Genius of Goodman.
My next move was going to be put a cow in there, but I was worried about Rusty.
Rusty Ford, that's right.
So anyway, so I put the rooster in, and then one day, about a month later, the president of the company comes in, and he has this rooster on the air, and he said, Alan, you know, these guys are using this tape too much of the rooster. You ought to tell them to cut back on the tape. I said, Gary, that's not a tape. We've got a real rooster in the studio. And Gary said, you got 10 minutes to get that blankety blank rooster out of the damn radio station. As soon as I took the rooster out, Charlie and Harrigan had no more bits left, and I knew I had made a mistake. That's why I had to hire you guys.
And you know, my best memory of Al was, and Ken Stevens should take a note.
Yeah.
One time, we had an awful ratings blip.
I'll never forget this. I think this was his greatest moment with us.
Our show went like from number one to number 10 in the ratings in one book. It was obviously a fluke. Because we came right back,
right.
But we were really down about it.
Oh, we were. I mean, it was suicidal. It was terrible.
Al got a car. We went to Atlantic City for the craziest 36 hours.
It was on a Thursday. The ratings came out on a Thursday, and we did this overnight on Thursday night.
Into Friday, and I cannot remember a crazier time that I have ever had, Al.
I got to tell you, D&M, I think back on those days, and we... Everybody in life should experience what I experienced and what I got out of that. That was just a wonderful time. Whether it was the call to Russia, it was the march on Dallas, it was Sam Huff putting his arms around your head and wanting to play jingle balls with it. And I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Oh, this is a great Al Goodman story. We're taking 100 people to Dallas for a Redskins Cowboys game.
One of the wilder trips we've ever had.
This guy decides he's going to have a parade in downtown Dallas.
Right. With Redskins fans.
Now, who in Dallas is going to go to a Redskins parade? But do you remember standing on the corner and watching Al coming down the street like a drum majorette going, Hail to the Redskins!
Didn't you have like a license plate in your hand or something like that?
Yes, I still have the license plate. It was Redskins 1 or something like that.
That's right.
A Texas license plate. But the funniest part was, I got to tell you, your audience, the story, in case you've never told it. Irv Cross, who was with NFL Today, was right behind me. We're getting on the airplane, and there's Herzog and Sam Huff sitting in first class. And Herzog says, there comes your friends. And he points to Don and Mike, and Sam Huff gets up. And, of course, you guys had not treated Sam well over the phone those years. So Sam gets up and puts one arm around Mike's head and one arm around Don's head, and he starts to whisper in your ear certain things, which I was never privy to. Of course, with Irv Cross standing there, all I could see is that we were going to be the lead story on NFL Today. And I got so excited, I kept saying, ring the bells, Sam, ring the bells. And you never banged your heads together, but it would have been a great
sure.
news story for NFL Today.
And if you want to know what tense is, you know, Al, you know the Redskins are now on JFK, and I'm doing the pregame show.
I heard that. Were you in Secaucus this weekend?
No, no, I never get to come up with the team. I always stay here. But we got to be on. We have Sonny on the show now once a week.
Yes,
we have Sam Hop on the show.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's quite tense.
Things have come full circle.
I'm sorry I can't hear that show, Don, knowing how much you love football and how much you were stuck around the football pools every weekend.
Well, I got to tell you something. I mean this very seriously. I do a fantastic job with that show.
I would like to hear a tape.
And you mean that very sincerely?
I might be buying a talk radio station. I could use you guys for a sports show.
I'm great on that show.
There's never a doubt in my mind.
Hey, I'm great on this show.
Al, he's great on the show.
Is he really?
I'm great on the show. Listen, don't kid yourself. You're pretty good on this show.
hey, Al, do you notice in 10 years nothing has changed?
See, and I got to tell you, I miss so much working with you. It was one of the really great personal experiences I've ever had. I know you have a good relationship with Ken, but it can't possibly exist in the same environment of fun that we had. You guys are the best show in America. I mean that sincerely. I always felt that. It's a shame you don't do mornings, because that's where I really believe you should be, but that's
an
issue.
Al, you may want to revisit that situation just 8 short months from now.
That's right, Al. We're always open to any kind of suggestion.
Guys, it's so wonderful talking to you. I wish you would call me on a social basis sometimes, Michael.
I'm sorry, Al, but we'll go golfing, I promise, this year.
You still have golf clubs left?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
See.
Bye, Al.
Steve, nice talking to you. All the best for the test.
Thank you.
See you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Alan Goodman, our first general manager.
Big Al, you radio pal.
Nobody did it like he did it. I mean, really, that was... He's right about that, and we can say that sincerely. When we worked for Alan, it was a special time, because he did local radio, but he did it on a
big-time level.
Oh, it was amazing. The parties that he threw for us, for no reason at all. It was great.
You should have seen him with the Russians. Around the time of Glasnost, Goodman gets like 15 Russians to come to the radio station, and he sold them on the idea of us doing the first ever broadcast to Russia. A lot of DJs had gone and broadcast from Russia.
Right.
Al Goodman made a deal with the Russian government where they put our show on national radio.
This is when all the walls were just beginning to come down. This is really when the Soviet Union was starting to open up, and nobody had ever done it before.
And for about 3 weeks, you couldn't walk around the radio station without seeing some Russian guy walking around. Nyet.
I think I looked at you one day and I said, this man, and I was looking at Al, I said, this is the guy that is putting all this together. And then he did all the work getting this thing all set up. And then the night of the broadcast, really the biggest broadcast in the history of our show and the radio station and Top 40 Radio, Alan was off fishing.
Oh, he had his annual fishing vacation. Nothing comes in front of his vacations.
That's right.
Hold on a second. Here's a call on line one. Mike, identify this person.
Hello. Enter and sign in, please.
Please don't do an impression of me, Mike. Please.
I'm
trying. Mike doesn't know. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Think nerd.
Oh, please.
Think big nerd.
Big nerd.
Think big. Big nerd.
Big
nerd.
Q107,
big nerd.
Q107, big nerd. I still don't have it. I'm trying. Now, that's
so painful. This is so painful.
He's another one of the disc jockeys who we unceremoniously bounced.
Right.
From Q107 doing a morning show. He was a Q107 disc jockey. He used to listen to our show while his show was on.
Mm-hmm.
Who then wanted to be my best friend. Remember, I had to go out to eat with him and I had to use Buzz as a buffer?
Okay. I'm drawing a blank.
I got it.
Buzz, let's go to Buzz.
David Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh, God. David Lawrence.
Oh, of course. How could I have forgotten?
Now the anniversary show is complete.
How could I have forgotten it was David Lawrence? I knew it all along.
I have a story that I never told you either.
What's that?
When I came to Washington from Pittsburgh, I was doing mornings at a news talk station, and a real good friend of mine is the group owner of New City Communications, another owner group. And I said, I'm really excited about this. I get to go to Washington, work for Cap Cities ABC. And he goes, I'll never listen to you. And this is a guy who would listen to me when I was doing overnights, midnights, running religious tapes. I said, why? He said, well, you're going up against Don and Mike, and they're the best. So I'm sorry, but I have to part ways with you at this point.
And David now runs, isn't it like a homepage or some computer bulletin thing you got about our show, Dave?
No, I did that thing just as a goof, because I love you guys. I love listening to you every day. I do my own tiny little syndicated show for WOR and the WOR network.
Okay.
And that's it,
But no, hold on.
And you're a computer expert,
I'm not busting your chops on this. Didn't you really set up something on the World Wide Web about our show?
I did. I put together the Don and Mike page on the World Wide Web.
And how do you get there? What's the address?
Well, it's http://, like everything else on the web.
And
www.spiderworks.com/david/dnm.html.
Got it. Beautiful.
Sure you do.
I just committed it to memory.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, David.
You know...
David, that's it. I'm cutting you off now.
he was going to say...
I was just going to say happy anniversary.
Oh,
that's
okay. All.
All
right. Thanks,
bye,
David.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm real sorry about not remembering him right away. How long was he on Q107?
About 6 months. Just long enough for us to beat him, get him fired.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Mike, all of the luminaries are coming out
is
now.
This Faye Weber?
It's Faye Weber.
I recognize that lady.
It's your happy anniversary.
Hello, Faye Weber.
God bless you, darling.
Yes, and I heard Frank, and I heard Al, I heard the whole gang. It felt so good.
The whole wacky gang. Faye Weber would be one of the people who's listened from day one to this program.
You better believe it.
Faye and her wonderful husband, Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? Is Seymour enjoying
his... He's not around.
He's not around?
Nope.
Hey,
went out.
I know what makes you happiest, and that's when I give you something.
Yes.
Faye, let me celebrate a decade of service by giving you a pair of free shoes.
Oh, how nice.
See, I know what the surprise that Faye Weber would like. It's a pair of free shoes at any Johnson & Murphy shoe store. Right now, Faye, Johnson & Murphy's offering $50 off any $250 Johnson & Murphy purchase.
Yikes.
Tis the season to save.
Way to go, Faye. You'll enjoy your shoes.
I hope so.
Enjoy those shoes. Faye, what would be... Faye Weber being our number one fan, what would be your favorite memory from the show of the last 10 years, Faye?
My favorite was when that stupid Frank made me go to Kmart to get $50 worth of merchandise and bring it in.
That stupid Frank. Who knows what she's talking about? But it's a great memory. Thanks, Faye.
Oh, yeah, and going to the Bahamas.
Oh, yes, we took you down to the Bahamas.
And going everywhere with you guys. It was great.
Yes, sir.
When are we going together again?
Faye, listen, I just give you your free shoes.
Okay.
You know where you're going? You're going on a walk. You're going on a nice long walk with your new shoes. Hold on a second.
Bye, darling.
That's Faye Weber.
That's Faye Weber, yeah, in the Bahamas with lots of body oil.
Hello.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Now, we're 10, the Don and Mike Show 10th anniversary special.
Well, let's say hi to our very first producer. Joining us now is Johnny Spaz. Here's Johnny Metro, Johnny Nolan.
Hi, John.
Hey, kids, what's happening?
Hey, it's John Nolan, our very first producer ever.
Hey, got any shoes for me, man?
John,
you still doing that Pee Wee Herman impression?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to bring it back. You know what I mean? This Murphy Brown thing. It's just, I think there might be hope for him after all.
And he had the suit and everything.
Oh, man, that was embarrassing.
He would dress up like Pee Wee Herman. The one thing that John Nolan would never do is shave that mustache for us, though.
No, he wouldn't do that.
No, I did it. I did it 1 year. I have a photograph, I think, when we went to Champions. I think I did it 1 year.
And you weren't you chain smoking during that time too?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Well, I was working with you guys. Come on, man.
So Johnny, what are you doing now?
I'm working at 104.3 The Colt up in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a part-time thing at Extra here in Washington.
And Johnny, what would your memory be? Your 10-year anniversary memory, your moment with the show.
I would have to say that the time that we were slamming Theismann, or you were slamming Theismann, and he called up.
Mm, I remember that.
He was out doing his, I don't know, feeding the pigs or something like that, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, and I think at the time, Don, you were talking about Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon, right. Here is that tape from 10 years ago.
Don, Joe Theismann, how you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
And who would have thought now, 10 years later, Joe Theismann is still on our show.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of a long-term friendship, and it didn't start out like that, but it ended up as that.
Yeah. Johnny, thanks for calling.
Hey, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, right, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure he had more stories, but we're running late on time now.
Yes, we are.
We have a lot of tapes that we want to get to. A Buzz will have news, have today's news.
Yes.
Today, 1995, coming up in a few seconds. We still have the tapes of Mike doing the impressions that we will get to. Charlie and Raymond Burr and the Squirts. I think maybe the first time ever that you were Charlie on the program.
And I saw, you know, it's weird. Over the weekend, I was flipping around. I don't know what network it was on, but I actually saw Ironsides. And, man, how 70s a show that was.
That's Ironside, singular.
Ironside.
Ironside.
That's right, Robert Ironside.
Also, we have the Dr. Fangboner tape. TK Tom Kent's supposed to be calling the program.
I can't wait for that.
We're also supposed to hear from Beam, from Gene Baxter.
All right.
And Rusty Ford's still supposed to call the program at some point today.
Okay, if he's not with a cow.
Here's a tape of one of our first shows. It's us ordering Frank around.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Back in time 10 years ago. And 10 years ago.
And now we've got another great weekend to look forward to.
Yeah, we're going to New York for a little stress reduction. Don, Mike, Frank, we're going to make our way up to New York to see the Mets and the Cubs.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And I was thinking we should bring Frank in right now and tell him up front the way it's going to be.
The deal?
The deal. Because, you know, we've had this unwritten agreement with Frank. When Frank gets out of town, he has a really good time. He starts to let his hair down.
Frank has a marvelous time.
And I just want to make sure that Frank doesn't have such a good time that he forgets about the really important stuff.
The details, perhaps? The little things that basically make yours and my life better?
Frank, get in here. Frank!
David's shaking his head. He doesn't know where Frank is.
He might be down at that computer.
Oh, yeah, ever since we got Frank a computer, we never see him anymore. Every time I call the guy, he's down in the bowels of WAVA. I call for Frank. Is Frank there?
Frank's in the bowels with his computer. I think that's got something. I think there's going to be a study someday because we got our music director, Brian Bridgman, who spends all the time at that computer.
Listen, I know everybody's got a computer now, but this is 10 years ago when they were new.
That's right. New even in the office environment. Our program director in front of that computer, Frank, now, is hooked. That's all you see these guys in the thing going, blip, 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 blip.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm sorry about that, Don. Mike, I brought a radio downstairs to the bowels of WAVA where the computer is located so that I could hear you, and then I came up as fast as I could.
Well, anyway, Frank, we wanted to say we're looking forward to having you join us in New York this weekend.
Thank you, Dynamite.
For the boys' weekend. But also, we want you to have a good time, but not such a good time that you forget stuff like, you know, you're real good at checking everybody into the hotel.
Sure.
Making sure all the bags go to the right rooms. Making sure everybody's bills get paid.
Airline check-in.
Yeah, early check-in.
See, he used to hate this, but we really did make him do this.
Yeah.
Diana does not know how easy she has it, how much we truly do love and respect Diana.
Mm-hmm. It's still, I think, the spoiled, rotten attitudes that we developed due to our relationship with Frank linger today because we would walk through airports with no luggage. With nothing because it was all taken care of by Frank.
Don't forget his old nickname, Valet.
It is Ray.
I have never traveled with anyone who is more skilled at details than one Frank Murphy.
And some of you might think, well, Donna, Mike, you're taking advantage of Frank.
No,
Frank,
no,
very
no.
Honestly, you enjoy doing that, don't you?
Well, because when I'm traveling with big stars like yourself.
Now, what a stupid question that was. I'm saying, you enjoy this. You enjoy cleaning up after us, don't you? What's he going to say?
You enjoy carrying all the luggage, don't you?
Yes.
All I have to do by simply making your arrangements, yeah. I get to travel first class. I love it.
I understand, Frank.
Frank almost seems to relish it. At some point when we've gone out of town with Frank, Frank loves, especially one of your favorites, if I'm not wrong, is charging up how much everybody owes at a meal. Isn't that?
Frank can take care of that, and it is a painless procedure. We got Frank, Don, Mike, Gary, our sales manager guy who's going with us. We've got four guys on this trip. We sit down, we have dinner. Frank will figure out that tab prior to the tab arriving.
And a 15% gratuity.
Absolutely.
And if the service is not bad, 12%. And sometimes Frank will go as high as 18%.
Okay, mine was $26.50, and Frank will say, no, Mike, yours was $26. You didn't have the fries.
We get to the hotel, we'll go to the bar. Frank comes around the corner. Mm-hmm. Don, your room key. Mike, your room key. Gary, your room key. Mm-hmm. Go up to the room. Would like a little dinner? Sure, call room service. Don't worry. Frank's going to handle the bill for
you. You know, that's very true. We really did. We'd get to a hotel and we'd make him go up and, like, check out the rooms for us and get our bags in the room and make sure. We'd call up. We'd be down there having a drink in the lobby.
Yep.
We'd call up, Frank, are the rooms secure? Yes, rooms are secure. Oh, great one. Yes.
They're just like we like them. Thank you, Frank.
No need to worry.
And even a wake-up call occasionally if Uncle Mike has had just too much night.
And one more thing I wanted to mention that I don't know if you're going to like or not, Frank.
What?
This was going to be my thought yesterday at the ball game. You know how I love the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say something to me for a minute there. You're not going to like this, Mike. You can't drink beer on the weekend.
Oh, did I say you're not going to like this, Mike?
No, you said Frank, but I was worried for a minute. Go ahead.
Well, you can drink all the beer you like. Be my guest.
Thank you. Okay, just wanted to check.
That was my thought at the game tomorrow. If perhaps some of the food items that we wanted were not available directly from our section.
From a vendor, for example.
Here, would you mind making some food runs?
As long as it's still in the stadium. You know,
They
have upgraded the food at service at Shea Stadium. I don't know if you heard about this, but they're selling nachos now. And
what do you think I'd do? Send you to Midtown Manhattan to get me a hoagie?
Well, I was a little, I don't know.
Since you brought it up, I mean, wouldn't it be kind of a novel idea maybe to get a little Chinese in the fourth inning?
You know, they serve Chinese food at Anaheim Stadium.
Do they really?
California. And Anaheim Stadium, where the California Angels play, is the first stadium.
Well, this tape is not as good as I thought it was as far as us yelling at Frank.
We're not browbeating. Him.
It says, though, that all we do is order him around. When does the ordering him around start?
Now, what are we going to do with transportation up there?
Some might say. People that live normal lives would say that it's been going on since we started the tape.
Z100 was supposed to get us a limo, but now we all know how limos are. We can't get a limo.
I'm having trouble. It seems to me we took a trip, but it wasn't to New York. It was
to Chicago.
Right?
With those same three guys, we went up for a weekend baseball series.
With Frank and Gary and you and me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
You remember that weekend,
what a weekend
you?
It was.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Salute Special K.
What a guy.
And the NBC Orchestra.
WABA.
Here's the morning zoo rap. Make it quick, everybody. To the station, it's just for you. I'm Special K, and I'm here to rap about the new morning zoo. I said 5:30 comes a.m. in the morning time. That's when the new zoo begins. At the very same time, I say every single day. After why do you get dropping? The new morning zoo. Just for you,
this is a guy that we just met on the telephone.
There's a kind of woman who treats us
like the only black guy that called our show when we first went on.
Right.
He said we need some soul. We could use a soul, brother. And he came down and he joined the show.
That's right. Special K.
Special K.
Well, not Geronimo's the man behind the master plan. He picks up all the black. Michael Mara is the kind of white. Holly is the female. Geronimo's the hat state jack. Now, that's a little joke. I did a Sam Bun joke about the role of Michael Mara. But he does every voice. So I say we have a joke about who we bring on our show. You think we call Elvis and you think it's all the folks? But ha! That's just a little joke. Say, now about a month ago, I dialed 7 digits. 432 WABA. And I heard hello. So I said, hello, ha, ha, my name is Special K. So I laid a little job like a licking and a chicken. And you said, say what? Like a Popeye chicken. And that's how I got on the show. The new morning zoo just for you right now.
The new morning zoo.
There it is, Special K, Michael Garrett.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
That's it. And we played that quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those squirmy moments.
We played it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I got 5 other tapes of us doing the show that we haven't heard yet. We have Dr. Fangboner. We have Crooks Are Stupid.
All right.
We have all of the tapes of you doing the voices. We have more people calling in. Are we going to hear from Dennis Reese today?
Oh, my God.
Diana, did you get a hold of Dennis Reese?
Dennis Reese, who is an account executive at WAVA.
Cro-Magnon man? You get a hold of him?
No, Dennis is not on our hit parade.
Oh, why is that?
I thought I had asked you and that you said you didn't need him.
Oh, okay, I guess I did.
I can hear you saying that.
I could probably track him down.
Never mind.
No, never mind.
We only got an hour left anyway.
I can get you Bean at any time if you
like. No, Dennis Reese is not necessary. We need people to call that can complete a sentence.
Okay.
But Mike should do the laugh.
Yeah. Let's have Bean in the next hour.
Okay.
We've got a break now. Buzz will have news. Then we got another hour of the Decade of Service show, our 10th year anniversary coming right up after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah. 10 years of laughter and tears. Don and Mike's 10th anniversary special.
TK, it's TK Tom Cat, Mike.
Here's a voice out of the past.
Hi, TK, how you doing?
Great, are we on the air?
Yeah. Of course we are.
Holy smokes!
It's Tom Truckin' Cookin' Kent.
That's Truckin' Tom Cook!
Toucan Cat.
That's it. Hey, TK, how the HE double toothpicks are you?
I'm great, man. You guys sound great. We're listening to you on 1300 WERE here in Cleveburg.
Beautiful. Hey, what are you doing back in Cleveland?
I'm living here. I work for Elektra Records.
You're in the record business, too?
I'm in the record business.
Tom Kent was one of the craziest disc jockeys that I ever heard in my life. And,
well,
and on the radio, he was like, TK, 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 TK wants to be with you, TK, TK, TK. Then you'd meet him in real life. He's like a born-again Christian guy.
Mellowest guy you'd ever want to meet.
That's me, man. I'm a Boy Scout.
You know what my biggest memory of TK Tom Kent, though?
What?
I have never seen anyone eat more like a wild animal than TK Tom Kent. You would, you at the station parties and get-togethers, you liked to eat, didn't you?
I filled my plate up high, but you know what? I never gained an ounce.
No, you didn't.
You know what?
Don't you hate people like that?
You know what I remember about Tom Kent? Here's a guy that I bet you want to say hi to. Have you thought about Billy Reed in the last 10 years, TK?
Billy Reed!
He's changed his name now. His name is now Charles Broyhill.
Here's a tearful reunion. You want to say hi to him, Charles Broyhill?
Yeah,
he unfortunately, he had to leave, TK.
Tom Kent, during his radio show, and now can you blame the man?
Yeah.
He didn't like Charlie Broyhill being in the next studio looking at him.
That's right.
So he put newspapers up on the window just so that Charlie could look at him. Here now, here's the meeting, TK Tom Kent and Billy Reed.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice.
Hey, TK, what is your greatest memory of our program?
Well, you know what? I think, do we have time? Are you going into the news?
Yes, we are, but I will delay that for you.
You will?
Yeah.
Do you recall when Big John Riggins was pulled over for drunk driving, and you and Mike went on the air and played Chug a Lug by Roger Miller?
Well, I don't, but it sort of sounded like something we'd do.
Well, it was about the funniest thing I ever heard on the radio, and I think that he just sort of creeped into the studio and did that spontaneously, and I think that was actually the very beginning of Don and Mike. That's when you were doing afternoons, Don.
Yeah, that could... You know, I do remember that. Chug a Lug.
Chug a Lug.
There you go. Poor taste over 10 years ago. TK Tom Kent, thank you for calling.
Hey, good talking to you guys, and best of luck to you.
I wish we had more time. Bye, TK.
See you later.
Bye-bye. There's Tom Truckin'. TK, Tom, Truckin', Cookin'. Guy would get on the air and say stuff like, this is Tom Kent, and I want to know what's in your underpants.
Yeah.
And then you'd meet the guy, and he's like, I hope God saves you.
Well, he also had a real problem with people looking at him when he was doing the show. And if he would go out to a remote broadcast, he would actually put album covers up on the window so no one could look inside.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right, because he was real freaked out about people looking at him.
TK, 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 TK.
He was a disc jockey. Something had to be abnormal about him.
Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
And then we'll be back for the last hour of the Decade of Service show.
A Decade of Service. The 10th anniversary of the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening in Sacramento, California. 50,000 watt hot talk, KHTK. Thank you for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. And all the way in Portland, Maine, hot talk 970 WZAN. Well, one more hour of reminiscing, one more hour of celebration to go.
A Decade of Service.
Let's welcome now Bean.
Bean.
Yes, Gene Baxter. Hey, Bean.
Hey, man.
I prefer to be known as the artist formerly known as Flash Phillips.
This is Bean. This is the guy who was the music director when we started doing mornings at WAVA 10 years ago. I remember Bean because he had his Wookiee with him. He had like an Ewok doll that he carried in his office. He also had a pet tarantula spider in his office.
He also, and I go back with Gene, Bean, Flash, whatever name we want to call him, longer than anybody else, used to have a tendency to go out to a restaurant. This is way, way back. And just for no reason at all, take a full glass of water and pour it inside of his shirt. Do you remember that, Bean?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Mm-hmm.
I was stupid, you know. I was dumb.
Right. And Bean now has the thrill of being Frank Murphy's boss.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So can't
you
we
know,
all?
Don? It's sad that you bring up Fluffy, my tarantula. You know, he died in the San Francisco earthquake in 1989.
Wow.
Oh, really?
I miss that spider.
I was really wishing that spider would die of natural causes.
So what's the story here, guys? You've been on the air together 10 years?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes, December 11th, 1985.
Because I missed most of it because I moved out west at the beginning of 1988. So I've missed most of the, you know, the brilliance of the Don and Mike show. But, you know, I sure enjoyed it back in 85.
And Bean, how is your DJ show going now?
Well, you know, it's going pretty good, actually. It's there's not much out here like your show, I'll tell you that. I mean, the one thing I didn't realize, because I was a young DJ coming up, I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but I mean, I was a big Don Geronimo and WPGC fan, you know. I mean, he was it for, you know, one of my very favorites. And you tend to think if you've got a show like that in town that there must be shows like that all over the country, and then you find out that it's just not true.
Oh, well, that's...
Even when you go to other big cities, I mean, you'd expect to come out to a Los Angeles or go up to New York or something and have a lot of great radio, but it's actually quite disillusioning. There are very few bright spots on the dial. And I'm not sure that my show is one of them, but, you know, at least we're trying. We've been out here a long time now. We've been doing our show for 6 years, so...
And how are you getting along with Frank?
Bean, is it true that I hear that you communicate with him through email and only through email? You do not communicate with him personally during the day?
We try very hard not to. Now, you guys know that even all those years ago, Frank was a weirdo. I mean, he is just, I mean... God forbid you look at his newspaper before he does.
Yeah, you know what I mean? All right, now that's a good one.
I mean, Frank is the kind of guy who honestly believes that if you look at his newspaper, somehow you will damage the words on the page before he gets to it.
That's the Frank we knew, all right.
He is obsessive. You can't touch his stuff. You can't talk about stuff.
If we had email back then, he might still be working for us.
That's true.
Absolutely.
He hates the guys on our show as much as he hated you guys. You know what I mean? I think it's a function. He's great at his job. I mean, he's acknowledged is the best producer in the business, but he's just not suited for the job. Which is unfortunate. You know, people occasionally will come. I mean, you know, did Frank always have the obsession with food trash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If you put a bubblegum wrapper in Frank's trash can in his office, he considers that exactly the same as if you took a big steam and dump right in his can. There's no difference to him. No, he's crazy. He really is. You know, we're happy to have him and all that. But,
yeah. All right. Well, enough about him. Let's talk about us. I guess you have talked about us, Bean.
He's talked about us.
Let me tell you my favorite Don and Mike memory.
Okay, please do.
And I don't know if you guys have talked about it much today, but as I say, I, you know, go back to the first couple of years that you were doing the show on WEMA, and I never will forget. I can't look at Raymond DeBurr's face without thinking of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Now that's one we still haven't told on the air, Bean, but the big Ray story is...
That's right.
It's one of those things that, seriously, you will lose your appetite if it comes to you at the wrong time of your day. You can't... And you know what? It was so funny because a couple of years ago, before Raymond passed away, we had him on. He was promoting some lame Perry Mason TV movie or something like that. And I almost couldn't look at him without laughing. Because he's sitting there and you know something about him that no one else knows, and it's just too much information to handle.
You think about Ray Burr and that lazy boy recliner?
Yes.
Head leaned back.
So Raymond Burr is what I'll always remember with you gentlemen.
Well, hey, Bean, thanks for the call.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
And as Brian Gumbel says, good luck to you.
Here's to 10 more.
Thanks, Bean.
Thanks, Bean.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Flash Phillips, Gene Baxter, Bean. There you go. And now Diana is leading in salespeople.
Oh, here come all the sales slugs.
Oh, my God. What's going on? And now, note the silence in the room here.
Gifts.
Okay, we've got David, Jeff, Alan, Michelle. I'm just doing my
I know
concert.
You are.
Stacy, Steve, Madonna, Shondell. Who's the new guy with the yellow tie?
That's Ralph.
Janora.
Let's bring him up. He's new.
Hi, Ralph. How are you doing? All right, did I get everybody?
Shondell, Jennifer.
One, two, three. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Oh, I can tell you guys mean it.
Happy anniversary, Donna.
Oh, God.
Happy anniversary to you.
Don, Mike, on behalf of this crack sales staff here.
Yes.
And most of them on crack, I'd like to say.
That's right.
We'd certainly like to wish you a happy 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
Did you spike your hair extra good today for the occasion? Okay.
I just came from the bathroom.
All right, that's interesting.
That's Al Linewald. He's the sales manager here.
That's right.
And as David would say, we just got you guys two bottles of Dong Pérignon.
Now, see?
It's the first
gift we received. Let us applaud the sales staff here at WJFK in Washington.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Enjoy. For
thank
your
you.
Great ratings and the money
thanks.
You make us, we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. That's nice. That's the nicest
very
thing.
Nice.
Hell of a lot more than Ken Stevens brought in here. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, all of you get out.
He didn't want to chip in, by the way.
He didn't want to chip in?
No. What, David?
Free beer.
David, this is not the time to work in a client plug.
All right. What is this?
This is not the...
Is it 3 months worth of free beer?
It's that client.
Oh, that client. Thanks for mentioning that client.
That'll be good. Bye.
There goes David Hainline.
Bye.
Who's been with us the longest, actually.
Gotcha.
There you go.
David Hainline once actually set his ass on fire when he was... that's a true story. He was he was showing us how he could light his farts on fire.
Third degree burns in his rectal tissue.
True story.
True story. Yeah, hospitalized.
Swear to God.
We should give him that stool test that Sherry brought in earlier.
Okay, let's hear another tape now. 10 years of service, a decade together. 1985, this tape is from December of 1985. One of the first times that Charlie Stuang Stabilak appeared on the show.
All right.
Charlie's got a really, really big forehead.
Yeah, the real folds of skin, though, are in the back of his head. He's got a haircut just like Curly.
As a matter of fact, Charlie looks a lot like Curly.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, 30 pounds lighter, Charlie Stuang Stabilak could be Curly from the Three Stooges.
And Charlie didn't have those rosy cheeks. Yeah, I mean, Curly didn't. Charlie's got very nice rosy red cheeks.
Charlie's got really big cheeks, as a matter of fact. Like chipmunk cheeks.
Hey, my ears are burning.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, fellas.
Just talking about you, Charlie.
Yeah,
describe yourself to everybody. Who maybe they're new listeners. They don't know you like we know you, Charlie.
I'm 6'7". I weigh 347 pounds. I've got no hair because I've got a shaved head, like a crew cut type of haircut.
Like the guy on Night Court. That's the kind of body you have, Charlie.
That's why I got it, because I said, Mom, I want to look just like Bull on Night Court. So she said, okay, Charlie, if you want that kind of haircut, we'll get it for you. So that's about all, though. I'm pretty strong. I can lift a lot of things, like the back of a car if they want me to. They go, Charlie, lift up the back of this car.
Charlie helps me a lot when I want to change a tire. It's much easier than getting a jack and jacking it up. Charlie just lifts up the back of the car for you.
Yeah, I've got blue eyes, sort of like grayish blue, and
you live at this little shack by the radio station. You have your own car, a golf cart.
Mr. Fetro calls it the transmitter room. Yeah, I live under the tower, and somebody said, Charlie, you're gonna glow in the dark.
You know, I think this is actually the first time, maybe, that Charlie was brought out on the show.
Yeah. When he was 40.
10 years ago, right? Wow. He's 50 now.
He's 50.
All right. I like living up there where I'm going to glow in the dark.
Charlie, how old are you? Tell everybody how old you are now.
I turned 44 last December.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. We got a major controversy now.
I make a lot of jokes about my age. I'm actually really 44, and I turned 45 next December.
You know, and a lot of people might think that Charlie is just a nice boy, but actually Charlie is very well versed on quite a few subjects. Yeah. Charlie, on your more serious side,
okay,
what would you like to chat with us about? Something that you feel comfortable with, Charlie. Something that you're well versed in.
Pizza.
Whether it
pizza. I want to talk about pizza.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, when it comes, you know, I said to Mr. Murphy the other day, I said, Mr. Murphy, when it comes to pizza, I'm serious. I like pizzas, and I know everything there is to know about what kind of stuff you put on top of them and all the other things you're supposed to know about pizza.
Charlie, do you know anything at all about world events?
Yeah, pizzas come from Italy. Yep.
Who are you for president this year, Charlie?
I don't know. Don't laugh at me.
Are you going to do like you did last time? Or are you just going to vote for whoever Don might tell you to vote for?
Yes.
Okay, then you're going to vote for Dukakis.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll vote for Dukakis.
Now, does that date this piece or not?
Well, that's for sure.
Dukakis. All I think about him is cutting that grass in his undershirt, that old-time push mower that he was using.
I'm riding in that tank.
And Kitty, don't forget Kitty, drinking the Aquanet or the Brute, whatever it was you're drinking to get high.
Dukakis.
All right, Charlie, Dukakis.
Okay, yeah, I'll vote for him. I like Dukakis. He's my favorite. He's got my vote because he likes pizza. Does he like pizza?
Yeah, sure. He loves pizza, Charlie.
Yeah, I like pizza. I like extra cheese with pepperoni.
All right, Charlie. Well, we're going to have to ask you to step out of the room now so we can start the show, okay? Charlie?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
We're going to have to ask you to leave the room now, Charlie.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Geronimo. It's been a pleasure being in here this morning.
Goodbye, Chuck. That's it.
Yeah, we've made him dumber over the years.
The first appearance of Charlie.
Yeah, he's been, he was lying about his age back then. He was actually 40 back then.
He easily
confused.
Well, wanted to sound older.
That's right.
Now I got one more Mike O'Meara tape here from 1985. Raymond Burr and the Squirts. This says, Big Ray stops by with some delicious rich creamery chocolate and brings by his band, the Squirts.
Wonderful.
From 1985. Our first year together.
Oh, I totally forgot that you were here today, Ray.
That was marvelous.
What was marvelous?
That little segment there. Excuse me, I had my mouth full. I was eating the chocolates. Would you like a Whitman sample of chocolate?
Are these chocolates that you made yourself?
Yes, it's homemade chocolate. It's my special line for Whitman that I'm trying to market. Right. Try the caramel cover. That's the my favorite one. Yeah,
this
right
one?
There. That, yeah, give that a try.
What is that on top of this?
It's chocolate. It's Raymond Burr's special cocoa.
Now, what is this, a nut or something on top of it?
Yes, that's a peanut. Oh, I guess you didn't care for it.
What do you put in that?
That's my own special recipe. I make it fresh every single day, and it's delicious. Now,
it was still warm.
Well, I guess some people like them, some people don't, but you obviously didn't care for that. Listen, I stopped by because it's my favorite day.
Oh, of course, Thursday.
It's SHI Thursday. We're sure happy it's Thursday. It's great to be here. And I also wanted to say that I'm about to go out on the talk show circuit. It's going to be the Raymond Burr Talk Show Extravaganza.
What are you
going to
go on? Geraldo, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, all those?
Oprah
shows?
Winfrey, and maybe if I'm lucky, the Pat Zajac Show. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm going to bring a special deluxe box of fudge for Pat Zajac, who's... I'm a very big fan of his and Vanna's. I love that. I'd love her to come to Fiji sometime. I really would, but that's not why I stopped by.
Why did you stop by, Ray?
Well, I have my own theme song now that I'll be traveling the country with my very own Raymond Burr band, the Squirts. The Squirts, who are going to be traveling with me.
Was this the song that Holly and Lou did, the one that's, what was that song?
I'm in the mood for... It might be.
Bring my theme song wherever I go. Wonderful.
Are these the guys that I saw in the hallway, all of them under 5 feet tall?
All very short young men. They're all...
See, they're the Hershey Squirts. I have to...
We're putting it together.
I have to put that together for everybody. Right. Raymond Burr and the Hershey Squirts.
What if musicians and singers in their own right, the Squirts, and then they'll play this theme song every time I go on a talk show.
This one right here?
Hit it, boys. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Well, they've got a dance beat.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then I'll make my entrance, of course, wearing my entire brown suit that I like to come out in.
Thank you, ladies.
Hershey's. I love Hershey's product.
Your milk chocolate.
Your milk chocolate.
Hershey bar. One of the all-time great.
That's not the song that I think of. I'm in the mood
for fudge,
nut-laden, and fresh from your oven.
That's it.
Big chunks and plenty of them.
I'm in the mood for fudge. I remember...
The Don and Mike Show 10th Anniversary Special.
Hard to believe.
Unbelievable.
But true. Hey, tomorrow when the show gets back to normal, when we start on our second 10 years.
Yes.
Tomorrow, the Human Piñata Show is on.
Oh, good.
It's on, but we've had to change the location.
All right.
The location, like everything else we ever do, is here.
Yes.
At the radio station.
Okay.
10800 Main Street in Tootless, Fairfax, Virginia.
Good, we'll be warmer.
Don and Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters, Rob A. outside, the Human Piñata, the Mexican Santa Claus. Come by, get a stick and hit him.
And every time you hit him, he's going to go, ayee!
You get a prize. Somebody will get $1,000. That's tomorrow on the program. Toe Tap and Touch Tones before we leave today. Buzz with another look at news here in a second. You know, we've got so much stuff that we're just not going to have time to get to on this anniversary
show.
Well,
it's 10 years worth of stuff.
Let me see. Have we been through the list of people? Producers John Dolan, Frank Murphy, Diana Sillman.
Right.
News guys and gals, David Haynes, Lori Neff, Dave Schreiber, Buzz Burbank. Traffic reporters, Kim Anderson, Rob Carpenter, Janet Delaney.
Oh, Rob Carpenter.
Yee.
You know, sometimes those names simply jump out at you.
That's the guy who didn't wash his hair, right?
He never washed his hair.
Chris Gamble, Big Hair, Stevie Bridgewater, Sherry Licker. Let me see. We've also... Well, what about these names? Alan Goodman's secretaries.
Oh, okay. Who were they?
Vita Flores.
Vita was the first.
Barbara Zerfass.
Ah, yes, she was the funnest.
And then Linda Villanueva.
Yeah.
Let me see. Promotions. When we were working at the other station.
Uh-huh.
Drive a bus through Tiffany.
Right. Remember that?
Stay in bed all day. We did that. We got in bed on Friday the 13th. All of the parking lot weddings. 60-second shopping sprees at 7-Eleven. Our broadcast to Russia.
That was the biggest. I think when we were at WAVA, that would have been the biggest.
Our broadcast from London, where we got kicked out of, Tower of London?
Tower of London, we were unceremoniously thrown out.
The yes-no game, remember that? When the station, every time the station played a record, the listeners had to call it and say whether it was yes or no, whether they liked the record or didn't like the record.
And we had these special machines that always broke down.
And as it turns out, the station didn't really care what the listeners thought anyway. They're going to just keep playing the records they wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Promotions that we've done at WJFK, the Love Doll launchings.
Now, that was a great one. We launched a Love Doll from the roof of WJFK and
filled it with helium.
And that thing floated all over the Washington, D.C. area.
Let me see. The marshmallow races. Depends undergarment contest. Who can hold their pee the longest?
I like that. You know, those marshmallow races, I see no reason why we can't bring that back.
The baby races, the Oprah thong, the old-fashioned duct taping, our regular freak shows.
Do you remember the face of the lady that won the marshmallow race?
What would you do to go to Ireland? And all it says here is exploding penis.
I'm sorry, was that Oprah thon or Oprah thong?
Oprah thon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, when we had all the fat people running.
That kind of ties in together with the marshmallow race.
Don't tease us like that.
And yes, I do remember the lady that won the marshmallow race.
You remember
races.
The color of the marshmallow?
Kind of an off-yellow.
Yes. Yeah, congrats. She was the big winner.
As I recall.
Yum, yum.
All right, what is this? Oh, Kim Anderson.
Oh, my God.
We haven't played a tape of Kim Anderson on the show.
All right.
Kim Anderson was the traffic lady who was... How do I put this? How do you say somebody is really...
Oh, she was... She didn't grasp a lot of the things we did on the show, but that's what made it more fun.
She was kind of dumb.
Roll down the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
There she is.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, Kim, football season rapidly approaching. And after that little bit we did yesterday, I thought we'd give you a quiz every day to help you learn the National Football League's 28 teams.
Great
idea.
So
we'll have three cities a day, okay, Kim?
Three cities a day, Don.
Seattle, the Seattle...
Seahawks.
And she got one.
Oh, now that's an obscure team. I am impressed with that.
No, don't be impressed with them, Mike. It's unusual for you to ever be impressed with anything that I ever do, so please.
Yeah. That was true.
You know who does a good impression of her is Diana Sillman.
Yeah.
Does the best impression of Kim Boomer Anderson.
Come here, Diana.
Second team for you, Kim. Yeah. Detroit. The Detroit...
The
Detroit...
I'm thinking Iron Pistons.
Oh, the Detroit Pistons, very close. Detroit Lions. Pistons is the basketball team.
See if we can do two out of three here.
The Philadelphia...
Philadelphia Flyers.
Again, wrong sport.
Oh, too bad.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, what's Flyers then?
Hockey.
Okay.
Hockey. You know, when she got Seattle, I thought she was going to get all... Oh, there you go. Three down. Three down, only 25 to go.
Something right.
Now, here is Kim.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We do have a couple of...
No, thank you.
No, it was a real pleasure to explain myself in front of everybody this way.
All right, Cleveland. The Cleveland.
Now, I think I know The Cleveland.
Oh, hey, no hints. Not the Cleveland Butts.
Cleveland Butts.
Diana, you got that Kim Anderson impression ready?
This is Kim Anderson, WAVA traffic.
Come on, you do a better one than that.
I'm really stupid, and I have a dog named Bosco.
Just ask for me.
Hi, I just asked for me, Kim Boomer Anderson at Tyson's Ford.
That's for me.
Boomer.
And my boyfriend, David. And our dog, Bosco. He's a wonderful guy. What are you talking about? I'm Kim. Kim Boomer Anderson, WAVA traffic.
She's the only one you couldn't find, right?
Dumb as a box of rocks.
But I mean, as far as location. Absolutely. Her for this show today?
No location, no nothing.
Oh,
nobody
really?
Even had a clue.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
She quit the show to go work in Los Angeles, and we never heard from her again.
No, never did. And she worked at a station out there for a while, and then she vanished.
She's gone. Here's another tape from our very first show together.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now.
We used to play this song every day.
It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to...
Does it remind you of getting up early?
You know, it does. That's the first thing that really makes me realize 5 years we did the morning experience.
Now you know it's
4 o'clock, actually 3:30 for a while.
Come on in, come on in, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9, and the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike. Here's
Lex.
This is the same cheap keyboard.
Same cheap song 10 years later.
Yeah, that's right. Better keyboard.
Live
same cheap song.
From the Godiva Room inside Petroplex Center in scenic Arlington, Vietnam. It's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with David Hayes, Tim Anderson, Frank and Diana Byrne.
If not the first, during the first week.
Today is Wednesday, hump day.
You hear that annoying yelling and screaming in the background? That was that was the Morning Zoo.
Was that Johnny Nolan on the drum?
Yeah. Johnny Spaz.
A new feature, Big Ray's Legal Corner, starring the incomparable Raymond Burr. And finally, a call to a retired Florida man who offers $5 massages. Well, that's massages on the sidewalk. But enough of that tomfoolery. On with the hijinks. Let's bring out another certified masseuse. Ladies and gentlemen, Don K. Randy Murray.
Thank you. I'm also a certified OBGYN, ladies. Watch for the Dynamite Cap Smear Van in your neighborhood this summer.
Good friend.
We did this at what time? Like the very beginning of the show? Six o'clock
in the morning.
6 a.m. we were doing that.
How did anybody listen to that show and just not have their head explode? How did anybody manage that?
Wow.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, here's the tape. I'm sorry.
Okay, it was a little tiny power failure.
And I wasn't there.
I know. You were with me.
Honey,
it's 608 at WAVA. And here are the top 10 most perverted game show hosts.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 10, Dennis James.
Oh, big, big time. He should be at the top of the list.
Number 9, Tom Kennedy.
And drunk. And drunk most of the time.
Number 8, Pat Sajak.
Oh, I was worried about him.
Number 7, Bob Barker.
7.
Number 6, Peter Marshall.
Oh, yeah, you know about Peter.
Here we go into the big 5 now, the 5 most perverted game show hosts. All number 5,
yeah.
Bill Cullen.
Oh, no.
Number 4, Dick Dawson. Richard Dawson.
He's right up there.
Number 3, Art Fleming. Number 2, Gene Rayburn.
Oh.
Remember, Gene Rayburn always had that very long pointed microphone.
Hey, I
and
must have made
the number 1 most perverted game show host.
Number 1,
Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
Lives with his mother. That was the that was what was in the parentheses after Alex Trebek lives with mother.
Mommy, I have to go do Jeopardy now.
Alex, where's your whip?
That hurts.
My, oh my.
Man, that hurts.
Boy, does that suck.
Well, let's see how you've grown.
Here's, we got time for one more tape? Here we are. We're calling a doctor named Fang Boner.
All right.
That's from the first show we ever did.
I got one more thing I wanted to tell you before we talk about Bill Conrad.
Okay.
And that is this doctor's name.
The what?
A doctor's name. This is just a goofy name. I had this name recommended to me yesterday by somebody, a doctor that I'm going to go see. The doctor's name is Dr. Fang Boner.
Hello, my name is Fang Boner. Nice to meet you.
That's his last name, Fang Boner.
Oh, Fang Boner is the whole...
It's his last name.
Fang Boner.
Now, yesterday, I'm calling, trying to make an appointment with this guy, right?
Yeah.
So I called the number, and I called after 5 o'clock, and I got the answering service, and I got your typical, I'm guessing she was fat, middle-aged woman, eating chocolates and smoking cigarettes and a little switchboard. Hello, doctor's office. So, yeah, I'd like to leave a message for Dr. Fang Boner.
We don't have a Dr. Fang here.
I said, Dr. Fang Boner?
We don't have a Dr. Fang here. We don't have a Dr. Boner here.
I said, Dr. Fang Boner?
Oh, yeah. All right, Dr. Fang Boner.
Oh, I hate people like that.
So, anyway, I don't know if she's still there. That was 5 o'clock yesterday. I guess she wouldn't be there at 6:24 in the morning, would she?
No, maybe you could get through to somebody who's equally as nice. Dr. Fang Boner's office.
Well, anyway,
we
can verify that this guy is Dr. Fang Boner.
Yeah? Is Fang Boner going to work on your knee? That's a sexual problem, Mike.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, let me try a 301 on that.
Well, I can think of no better doctor to go to if you have that type of problem.
I've had some problems in the past. See, I'd like to think that we've matured a bit. Now we don't break into hysterical laughter at the mention of the word boner.
Well, all right, maybe a little bit. Sorry. Maybe just a little bit. We do.
It's a funny word.
Get some professional help this time.
Here at the Fang Boner Clinic, we work on men of all shapes
Hello.
And sizes.
Hi, this is WAVA Radio. Can we talk with you for a second? Oh, I know. This is the Morning Zoo from WAVA. Can we please chat with you for a minute?
Morning Zoo, baby.
Well, all right, there she is. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Can I ask your first name?
Thelma.
Thelma? Hey, Thelma, do you take messages for Dr. Fang Boner?
Yes, I do.
Can we leave a message for Dr. Fang Boner?
No, don't leave a message. Don't leave a message. I just wanted to verify his name.
Are you going to go to this guy?
Yes, I am.
Did you leave that message for
us? Yes, I did. I left it yesterday. I already left the message for him to call me.
Is it an urgent situation for Dr. Fang Boner?
No, it's not an urgent situation.
Not doctor.
Yeah, shh. I can't talk about what his specialty is.
What kind of doctor? What kind of doctor is he?
Stop it. Stop it, I told you. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. I just wanted to let you know that there is a Dr. Fang Boner. We didn't bother to tape the whole show. We got bits and pieces. That's all we got. I'm sure we did something on that first show that was halfway entertaining.
But... I'm sure we did. I'm sure we did. I feel like I've gotten hit in the solar plexus.
Well, here's something. I'll bring you right out of that.
Okay, good.
It's Dave-O the Succo Clown.
Dave Schreiber.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dave-O.
Congratulations.
It's Dave Schreiber. He was our third news person.
What a day.
What a day.
And Dave Schreiber, of course, best known for his feature... Dave's Day, in which he would write down everything he did in his pathetic life and read it back to us the next day on the radio.
I love that feature.
Included stuff like, I think there was laundry, every once in a while there's going to the grocery store.
Always, the meal, the main meal, the dinner meal was always something big.
And going to Nordstrom's or another nice store to get the little samplers of men's cologne.
I still do that.
Do you still go to the department stores to get the samples of cologne?
It's funny, I do much the same things out here as I did back there.
And, Dave, just one time, if I could just hear you say, what a day.
What a day.
And where are you now, Dave?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Sunny Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. Personal question. Live with Mom and Dad?
No, I'm on my own.
Hey!
Bravo, Dave.
Beautiful.
Way to go.
Are you on my own little pad here.
You still wearing those tiger pants?
As a matter of fact, I am.
You mean the same ones? Didn't I give you those?
Yes, you did, but this is a different pair.
Oh, a new pair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That would have to happen.
Dave, what is your 10-year anniversary memory of the program?
Oh, goodness. When you guys, of course, when I was a clown, you dressed me up as a clown.
Dave-O the Clown.
Yeah.
Dave-O
the Succo Clown.
Dave was the worst clown. Dave wanted to be a clown, we found it. It was like one of his boyhood dreams to be a clown. So we dressed him up as a clown one day, and we took him out to a regional park where we had one of those bounce things for the kids. And,
yeah,
and
brought children by, and he scared them.
All the kids hated him. He's Dave-O the Succo Clown.
They really were scared.
They were the worst. Hey, Dave, we're running late. We got to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thanks,
Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
That's
Dave on it. What a foolish question that was. If he had the same pair of tiger pants, the crotch would have been totally eaten through.
I'd like to think we traded up when we got Buzz.
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, thank you. We got a break, except he doesn't wear underpants.
At least Schreiber wore underpants.
I wore them today in honor of the show.
Thank you, Buzz.
My salute to you.
We'll be right back.
This
should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
That was not 1988.
Dukakis. What?
Dukakis was running for president.
Yeah.
Dukakis ran for president in 88, 92, 90. Well, I don't know.
Well, in any event, Charlie is indeed going to be turning 50 on December 13th. That's what that's all about.
Okay.
You know, we just got to make sure we know these things.
Okay, I got you.
He will be 50, the big 50 on December 13th.
Okay. Charlie's not a real person. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody, okay?
Yes, he is. Remember that. And I think people can probably put it together that don't even know what's going on.
Yum, yum.
Hopefully.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.